Colin, you're gay.
Oh, do you want to talk about that?
How did you know?
It's been known for a long time.
You gave me the T-shirt.
Right. Okay, so last week then, Jeserich and Darwin climbed to the top of this...
Just like to say, I don't actually play this game. I'm just here watching.
I'm writing my incredibly important thesis.
Yes.
On the I'm just taking the piss out of
the arm an absolute anorak, I don't know.
Just by saying that,
I just come here.
Even Zoom was
I just come here for the food.
Food, right. Good to know.
So Jeserich and Darwin have climbed up the cliff, and they're on the edge of the jungle, and then. As you're, chowing down on some fruit, and Orin is kind of telling you which fruits are good to eat and which ones are a bit dangerous, he kind of turns around looking out to sea for a while, and then he says, "What's that?" And kind of points down. He says, "I think that's your friend."
Leg it.
Where?
Well, hide!
Deep into the jungle.
We will look where he's pointing.
He points there. There. And you can see a small figure emptying out a boot full of water. It's right down there. Emptying out a boot, grumbling. Obviously grumbling.
Is this island like the rest of the jungle, or is this just an island?
Right, okay. So, from where you are, you basically went under the ice in the sea.
Right.
On the way to this island.
Yeah.
And you were very cold.
Yeah.
You managed to drag up two sailors onto a large floating piece of ice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as the ice kind of floated, got very, very cold, mm-hmm. but you have your armour on. The other two guys sadly perished. But you, obviously...
Watch them die, go. I'm alright.
Because just for the sake of anyone else dies, Sven's armour absorbs cold.
Shark's got anything.
And then next thing that happened was quite a bit frightening because you ended up being in this kind of veil of solid darkness for what seemed like a day. I mean, or more, you don't know. And then the next thing you know... Oh, thank you. We're eating donuts.
chocolate one.
The next thing you know, you've washed up on a shale beach. Rearing up in front of you are kind of slabs of solid...
Okay.
Sandstone. Sandstone straight away by the coloration.
Mm-hmm.
About 200 feet high, quite a climb, but at the top you can see kind of, intense greenery.
Same as it was back on the mainland.
Well, no, because at the mainland, I remember everything was kind of dark and rotten and the trees are enormous. And, you can see blocks of colour.
Is it cold still or is it just normal?
No, it's semi-tropical.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
And now you're emptying out your boot full of stones and water. And above you, about 200 feet above, three people that you don't know yet are looking down at you.
Stream of golden stream. Come on up, the water's lovely.
Right, we're about 200 feet down. Do you think you can hear us if we shouted?
No, let's go with a helmet on.
Should we be shouting anyway?
That's a good point. I throw a rope down.
I could shoot a magic missile near him.
Your rope is 200 feet long.
Mm.
The one you've got on the sledge.
On the sledge.
You did pull the sledge up with you?
We left it down there. I hid the sledge, but I took the rope.
Oh, you took the rope?
Because we went up and used it.
That's right. Always take the rope.
You have the rope.
I'm going to lash it to a tree and chuck it over the edge.
Okay. You're good at tying knots. Make a perception check, can you please die? I'm handing the die the dice.
I'm receiving the dice. I'm going to take it as a suitable 20. I'm going to get over above it. Although
I just roll it and then perception.
16 plus my perception, 21.
Okay. You hear like a kind of a sound of something brushing against stone, something dry. And kind of a sound behind you.
Spin will be sawing.
Okay. A rope. That's quite a thick hemp rope. It's dangling and touching the ground by about 3 feet. Up top. You can see see two familiar, well, three familiar people waving down at you. One of them is Darwin, one of them is Jesuit, and one of them is the captain of the Bonte, Torin.
Come up! I'm waving.
Is this feasible to claim this thing?
It's a rope.
A rope's better than the sheer rock.
Okay. Is it feasible to claim this ship with a rope tied around my waist? As in, claim up if I fall off, I've got a rope tied around me.
You don't know what they've attached it to, but the rope certainly looks very sturdy. It's like a ship rope.
It's getting a damn good tug before I tie it to myself.
Okay. Yeah, the rope sort of becomes taut, and you tied it around quite a thick tree. And yeah, it seems completely solid.
Tie on, close.
Okay. He starts climbing up the lift.
So if he falls off, he's going to go fall all the way to the bottom where he tied it on. I'm laughing at this well done. So.
Well, Orin kind of says, yeah, should we pull to ease his passage?
I don't want to shock him into falling off, but then if we're pulling him anyway, he'll be all right. We'll give the rope, like, two trick tugs.
Okay, you feel that.
Swinging it from side to side.
Yeah. We do not start swinging it from side to side.
Right, okay, you pull the rope.
We'll pull the rope.
It takes quite some time.
Do I get the drift of what they're doing?
Yeah, they are helping you up. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
so I'll just make it awkward occasionally.
every now and again, we'll lose our grip.
I will catch my elbow and only get it in such a
way. Every 30 foot, we drop 7.
Excuse me, I don't suppose you've got to hurry things up a bit.
That's your one.
I'm going to have to do that.
I refuse to reply to it. I know what the response is, but I'm not using it.
You're not wearing a black mask.
No.
Okay, it doesn't take too long, and before you know it, you have a slightly damp, his beard's kind of out here, bits of seashell and sand in it, and the dwarf kind of comes up.
Good day.
You survived then?
Aye.
How did you get through the darkness?
I don't know. I ended up on this piece of ice with these two blocks of sailors from the tartan ship.
Oh, yeah.
And they're dead. Anyway, I floated in and then I washed them on the shore and I couldn't cope with the cold.
No, I understand.
The cold killed them.
I understand.
I tried to help, but I couldn't do anything. And I washed up on the shore, tipped, and the next thing, all these ropes hanging on you up there. And where are you? I'm here.
Can't understand.
Thanks for pulling me up.
So there must have been a...
What are you on?
With fruit that I was given by Orin. It's really nice, actually. What is it called again?
Fruit my ass.
Palapa.
Palapa.
Kentu, yes.
I shall not eat fruit.
You shall not eat fruit?
No.
Are you telling me that? Or are you telling...
I'm telling you that. I've already generally told you that.
Unless you brought the chest of food with you, you're going to get very thirsty and hungry.
No, no, we're going to dry rations. Okay. I don't care if it tastes salty, I'm eating it.
Okay.
What, did he bring the chest of dried rations with him?
Because
otherwise he wouldn't have
any. No, he wouldn't have done. You've got
No, he's a dwarf, he's always got
He's always got a bit in a pouch.
Yeah.
A little bit in a pouch.
Dwarves are always
salty dry rations.
He's not going to become full backpack on
that. He's just going to get dehydrated.
Dehydrated even quicker.
With my gloves.
In this heat. Anyway, do what you like.
Thank you for your offer.
That's fine, but you'll get dehydrated, you'll get a headache, and then,
Oh, what was that headache? What are you on about?
You're kind of wearing the armour, obviously, and I've seen you wearing a helmet of some description.
Oh, yeah.
It's hot. The dwarf smells right.
Make me do a constitution check, though.
It's changed.
I'm a fucking dwarf.
Right, Orin, looks at you all and says, oh, right, what's the plan?
What are we doing here?
We're heading for the centre, yes?
Wait.
Look up. Rearing up from what seems to be around about the middle of the island is a very kind of sleek, tall, dark tower. Mm. And around it, you can see wheeling huge birds. 50, 50, 50. Big black birds.
Are you thinking of that wind up there?
big black ravens.
Right, that's cool.
I'm going to cut the rope up into 50-foot sections and dish it out.
So you've got four lengths of the
cord. I've got a rope. Yeah.
Okay.
I've got rope as well, but this is just handy.
Do you not think I'm the long piece for you, son?
This is tight together a bit. About 200 foot of ropes are going to be a bit hard for anyone to carry.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Can you not put it in your bag?
No, it's full of gold.
We'll tip the gold out.
It's full of scimitars.
And gold.
I think the rope may be more use than a load of scimitars.
That's no.
Do you mean the scimitar you gave me?
Yeah.
How many of these have you got?
Four.
In that bag?
Can you see the bag?
Is it about your person as a bag might be?
In my rucksack. Anyway, it's in. He would have seen me take it out. He would have seen me take it out.
It's a handy.
What are the dimensions of the bag?
Yeah, he would have seen me take it out anyway because I gave it to
him. That's not that, but he
seemed surprised
that
you
got like four in there.
He should have been surprised.
I got four in. Yeah, yes.
And lots of gold.
Loads of gold.
And you're telling a sea captain that.
It's alright.
Just say it.
It's alright.
So, what are you doing? Are you?
Well, I'm just.
Which way's the tower?
Anyway, take the rope. He's
you can't point again.
Do you want to take any rope in case we need to get out of the
Soon as you cut it up now, yeah.
Okay.
Quick. The dwarf's going to go ahead as usual.
The dwarf.
You know how he is.
Ben has made his mind up again.
He doesn't like to wait around and discuss these things.
Decision, yeah. Oh. Oren kind of looks after him and goes, well, I will follow him.
Are you still sure you wish to travel on this course?
You could stay here
and eat fruit.
There's a rock, and there's a hard place. And these are three people who I think I can trust. So for right now, I'm sticking with you.
Trust to get you dead.
Well, maybe you can pay me back for the damage to the boat.
He has got a lot of gold.
Yes.
Not that much.
Right. You trudge on through the... into the jungle, really, which is an experience for all of you because it's not just a jungle, it's a Feywild jungle, so it is vast. The canopy, well, I'll show you the picture again, but the canopy is incredibly thick, and when you look up, that's what you see.
Is there lots of bird noises?
Yeah, it is.
For the short sighted, can you go closer?
Well, they're butterflies as big as us and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Everything's the scale is.
Everything is extremely vibrant and verdant, and yeah, things are bigger than.
Do you kind of get the impression that's what the rest of the place should look
like?
Yes,
absolutely. Right. Yeah.
So yeah, Oren's got a tear in his eye.
Well, Oren did say, you know, when they first got here, that it was good to see this because they haven't seen this for like anything like for 10 years,
right.
Which is when the plague came. Right, you trudge on through. It is sweltering. As soon as you enter the corner of the tree line proper. You know, you are. It's very, very humid. You're sweating rivers.
You all right there, mate? You seem to be leaking.
It's got sweat. What's wrong with it?
You can see that.
You're not sweating.
I do actually.
Your armour only absorbs cold, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, literally, you can see where his arm is kind of. He's like kind of red welts. Kind
it's
of
red face.
Yeah. His beard is literally dripping. Jezerik seems to be trying to negotiate the jungle with a robe on.
I don't wear robes.
But hang on, you're a wizard, of course you wear robes.
I'm not one of those guys. I told you, I'm not one of those ritualistic...
So that big hat?
Oh, no, my hat. Hmm? My hat is gone.
Left him.
Yeah,
left him.
Well, yeah, got pushed in the Ulfa.
In the water.
Oh.
When I went down, it was on. When I came back out, shoot.
It wasn't much good, was it?
I've got a spare sock.
It didn't do anything.
It wasn't much of a conversationalist.
Cock porn.
Okay.
Right. Cock porn. That's what Hazel calls it.
Does she?
Really? Cock porn.
Oh, no. It's when I went at Ealing when I was... Where is he, Shrek? He said, can I have another bucket of salty cock porn?
Now, the salty cock porn really makes sense.
She just pisses.
Yeah.
Right, so.
Idiot.
You edit the cockpit. I can't bother.
Do we actually have a plan of action? Heading towards the black thing we're going to do.
We're
going to beat them up. We're going to beat up the bad man.
No, I thought you had that plan.
We're going to beat up the bad man.
Maybe the hat had a plan.
You're the bridge, the operation.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get the cup.
Unfortunate.
And then we're going to go home somehow.
We've got to go there and get this goblet back. Yeah. And then sort this neat cream out.
Yes.
So we need to kind of get there first. And then I think we should assess the situation when we get nearer.
Stand away, sir. He's saying carry on regardless.
I'll accidentally bump into the half thing as I walk forward.
Bonk. Again.
You can't see him, he's hidden.
Yes, you can't see
I know, sorry, I didn't see it. So, he can't understand me anyway, no need to apologise anymore.
Right. Are you swearing?
What's your party? I've broke down before, but your party.
He's in front. I'm not in front. Dwarf's always in front.
Your perception, your.
Oh,
perception. Didn't that go up?
15.
Is that the passive perception?
Yes.
Who's got the highest?
Passive perception. 18
plus 8. Oh, hang on,
no,
18.
That's
the plus 8. Yeah. 10 plus 8.
The highest in the party
bonus.
Is.
Both of us.
18.
Right, okay. Right.
Miss that, isn't it?
Ooh. There's a tomato left.
Okay.
I like the tomatoes, isn't it?
And a little winky sausage.
As Sven pushes forward into the jungle, you notice that he kind of blindly treads on something, which is slightly unnatural in that it's kind of this black material. You can see that there are piles of leaves around here. Piles of flowers around here. And you two start to notice that they are placed fairly haphazardly.
Cut flowers?
Well, kind of. Imagine, cut flowers that are wilted, basically.
As in someone has cut flowers down? Or
it looks like that.
Trashed flowers as they've gone through?
No, it looks like people have deliberately got piles of flowers and dropped them around.
Over traps?
Well, he walks on one of these, but...
Can I reach him? Stop!
Right, he's put his foot down, he's walked over, you see that he's wrapped up a piece of black material underneath his foot. You see another one, which is covering another bunch of flowers.
Oh, right, the flowers aren't covering the material. The material's covering the flowers.
Only on two occasions, but there are about another 15 or 20 piles of these flowers around.
Can we put him back?
You can do... Tell me what this looks like. Right, you stopped and you notice that you're standing on what looks like a big... welt of black material.
Let me come and have a quick
place. There's some black material.
You're standing on it.
Can I arcanerize it?
Yes, you can.
Any kind of magical qualities?
Give me your arcana.
Am I like 1 foot all on it?
1 foot on
it. Not 18, sorry, 23.
23? Alright, there is definitely. A powerful but subtle magic about this material.
It's tricksy.
Hiding.
There's something about it.
Okay, you vanish into the undergrowth.
I'm going to keep watch.
What's the problem? It's just some cloth.
No, there's some kind of magical imbuement in it.
Oh, right. On and sort of half draws his scimitar and steps back a bit.
Yeah, I'll step back and...
Okay, literally, piles of these flowers, they're wilted.
Yeah, I'll step back and these...
Two of them have these things on them, these black...
Dwarf, solid...
Sorry? The sword comes out.
Is it cleanly cut, the cloth? Is it, like, neatly cut into a shape? Or?
Yeah, and you can see a definite hem. As though it's clothing.
Mmm. Very beautiful, mate. And there's 20-odd of them.
No, there were 20-odd of these piles of flowers, which are quite large, but only two are covered by these things, this material, but... He's just been stood on one of them. He's
been remains of dead people.
What's going on?
So there's a pile of flowers on this case, and there's a cloth on top of it.
Sven, Orin looks at you. You're right. So they are dead people. They are Eladrin.
They are?
Yeah. It becomes clear now that when an Eladrin dies... This is what they leave behind.
Hence the faint aura of magic still remaining.
I don't know about that, but I do know that...
Magic cloaks!
And he sort of steps back another step. He says, so that means that there was a fight here not too long ago. All of these would have gone back to the earth. And then he sort of starts looking around in the trees, a little bit kind of, not fearful, but very wary.
Right. Check under this bit of cloak or whatever it is then.
It is a cloak.
Is there anything else there? Any kind of.
Just leave underneath it, but you notice kind of... that as you kind of pull it, there's silver work. Kind of here. Down the back of the cloak, like embroidery.
It's not like someone's blocks out on that thing.
What you mean the raven bird?
Yeah.
No. They look elven. You know, they look they're extremely well made.
Does the cat know what that means?
I've never seen it. I don't know what the device is.
Is it on the other ones? Let's have a look at a couple.
Only two floats.
Ah.
Remember?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, exactly the same. In different in size, but in design exactly the same.
I come out of the trees.
Oh, that is you. Something's turned up.
Why don't you just see what they are? Because you can do that, can't you?
I would have told from the thing, wouldn't I?
Didn't you try and see if...
A sniff of some of the lady's parts.
Did you specifically try to work out what they were before it?
Can I do that? Or is it...
It was subtle. It was not high enough to know exactly what. But you know it's powerful, very powerful, but in a way that you don't quite understand. But really subtle.
I'm going to put one on then.
You're going to switch one on?
I didn't tell you that. I was thinking myself.
Oh, right. Well, you do. Right, you put one on.
So to find out by putting them on.
I was coming to that. I was going to explore a little further into potential possibilities, as in... Will they turn your character into something that's not?
All right, put one on. Can you immediately make me a nature check?
Oh, I'm rubbish at nature.
You stole those boots.
20.
What happened then?
16.
16?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You feel very quickly as if you are being observed and weighed and measured. you feel like there are kind of 1,000 pairs of eyes on you at the same time.
It doesn't feel nice.
It settles.
Hang on.
And then you feel, looking around, that all of the trees and the foliage, however vivid they are, they look slightly more vivid. And you start to notice little tracks of animals that you never saw before, you weren't really aware of. And you notice vines on trees that... Well, you could climb those, but not those, because they're brittle. That wood is definitely failing, whereas that wood is... And you suddenly feel...
It kind of feels like my sense of the natural world is enhanced in some way.
By +5, while you're wearing that cloak. If you want to write that down.
By +5, while I'm wearing
quite powerful.
Try the other one on. See if it's the same.
Does he look the same? He hasn't kind of like... He
looks exactly the same. The only thing I've noticed about him is that he seems to be... Whereas before, maybe he was always rigid and just kind of mooching about... He always seems to be evaluating things. That's the way Darwin seems to be. He's always evaluating things, the cost and the worth of this. But now he seems to be very interested in just a piece of bark, which is very unlike him in some ways.
It's like... Wow, those plants are really pretty. It's like having taken some sort of narcotic drug that's made
he's on the weed again.
Look all more vivid and like I can see tracks and things. It's actually really cool. Try the other one on.
I'm all right, actually.
Try it on.
Or back
let's,
off.
Let's roll it. Let's roll it up and save it for a special occasion.
Well, I'll try the other one on then. See if it's the same.
Exactly the same.
It's exactly the same.
Mm. Well, like I said, let's roll it up and save it for the case where we might need it.
Okay.
Do you want to particularly be very in touch with nature?
You're taking a piss.
Well, the thing is...
Did you want to wear it?
I'm
not a fan of magic, unless it's under my feet on the bottom of a boat.
I think it's useful to have.
All right, put it in your upset, then.
I'm rolling.
Okay.
So essentially, they cloaks that give you plus 5 nature.
Cloak, yeah.
At the moment.
Cloaks of natural perception.
That's not great. Got a ring to it.
Where's the ring? Wizard ring. I want the ring.
It could be a cloak of transmuting into it.
Oh, have I got to rub my intelligent hat off?
For now, yeah.
It even had a place here that said head. So
yeah.
Head. Right. Intelligent hat.
It's actually really pretty. Oh, yeah.
You're supposed to be putting your items and attaching them to your body slots.
Yeah, I have. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Fool's armour in the armour.
Well, unless you put this on.
As it should be.
Yeah, weapons stuff.
So that when you get smashed in the face, we know that if you're wearing, like, goggles, that's where they are.
Next should be my brochure. Is my brochure shield on my neck, or is it on my...
your...
Yeah, it would be on your neck.
It's an amulet, right?
Well, it's a brooch.
Oh, it's a brooch, isn't it?
There. Ooh. But it hasn't got a kind of a brooch area.
I put it in your neck slot anyway for now.
Yeah. That just makes everything look really cool. Like, I can see where the trails are for all the animals.
Great. Which way do we go then?
Oh, dear. Well, the easiest way through, I'd say, sort of that
lead,
way.
Just lead the way, then.
Right, that way.
Lead the way, Darwin.
Go.
Okay.
I've gone.
Right, you're heading off?
Well, you told me which way to go, I'm off.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Alright, you're going through Yeah, you're going through a slightly easier path, actually, than you were before.
Right.
Left a bit.
It's probably sore, isn't it?
Watch out for the venomous snake on the right.
Stand on it.
That was a particularly beautiful adder.
Rare.
Very rare.
Fucking dead now. Get me another 4 ounces of boots.
Okay. You travel on, and it starts to get dark quite quickly. The sounds start kind of calming down, until you kind of start to hear this kind of constant kind of... like, you know, 1,000 crickets, crickets all going at the same time.
Is this...
You already hear it.
Oh, it can't. Yeah. Is it all right to sleep in the ground then? We've got to get in the trees later and the other place.
I don't know this island, but I don't see any reason why we can't have a small fire if we need one, just to cook anything we might have.
Don't make it out of live wood, make it sure to pick up windfalls.
Go on, where's that? And you're the expert.
Do we have any food?
None.
Aye.
Well, you've got some salty rations in your pocket.
Aye.
How long that's been there? We need to hunt or eat fruit.
Or
fruit could be disadvantageous.
Yeah.
I'll lay a trap overnight where over a place where I think some game would
be. I think we're hungry now, though.
I'll eat the snake.
Oh, we're hungry now.
That was a few miles back.
I've got a crossbow. I'm going to use my stealth to try and do some hunting.
Sausages in the slices. Batter it with some beer.
Just roll me a perception check.
A perception check.
And your perception too.
Down the buttons.
It's 19, 20, 30 odd.
Help me. What's the number?
It's 20,
38. 38? What's your perception bonus?
9.
19 plus 9?
28.
Yep, okay.
Sorry. Can't count.
Right. So that 20, is.
30 odd.
Right. You could have got enough for 8 people, but you stopped at 4 because you didn't see the need to kill
anyone. Yeah. Is he killing things? He's just gone off killing things.
Yeah, he's got...
He's exaggerated, he's gone on a killing spree.
But only enough to sustain the party, and no more.
Why are you dicking around with that? I'll collect what I think is dead wood.
Okay.
It's just small dead animals. It's small fairies.
Put it in a pile.
Dead animals there.
I'll probably make it too excessive what we actually need, because I would. Oh, and then I need to light it, so I'll go...
Thank you for your life. Thank you for your sacrifice so we can eat and stay alive.
Right, you've got like 3 fairly large rabbits. Which is enough to feed 4 of you.
Big work.
Cool. I skin them.
Okay, you skin them, and have you got the correct skinning knife? Are you just going to use a...
You can skin with a flint, so...
All right, okay, fine. Okay.
Well, I don't know, you can make it as hard as you want.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Cut every over.
You can touch the nape now.
Bones stuck in your skull. No,
yeah, fingers off.
That's fine, that's fine. You've got a dagger anyway, haven't you? Okay, so, yeah, you get these three rabbits roasting over a slightly larger fire than you needed. And yeah, it's actually...
I'm impressed. Rapping. I don't say that very often.
It's quite nice, you know. For the first time, you're not cold. It's not miserable. There's no dead things walking around, which is...
Actually, thinking about that, I didn't need the flag. I just stuck them on my sword and cut off four.
Yeah, really? Again...
Not the same.
Really?
How?
Orin's kind of witnessed you obviously drawing your sword and bursting the fire into flame, but he's got to the point where he's just... Yeah.
This stuff just doesn't happens. Seem entirely right, does it, using a magical sword to cook rabbits?
But what we don't cook, we can freeze with Sims who go thin. It's cold damage, isn't it?
You get Orin, don't they,
yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's what I just said.
Oh, yeah, but okay, I just take it for granted, didn't
I? Can I surge a few times?
Yes, of course. Well, if you
actually, can I surge once?
Yes, you can say it once.
Thank you.
That game, I wish they hadn't called it that. I'm searching!
The dwarf are just slowly letting out some gas.
Having eaten a good fill of rabbits, I feel settled in front of the fire. While it regurgitated
myself. Yeah,
regurgitated.
You know, it's halfway through the film that Rolf's told by the director not to use that word anymore. Because it's just getting
halfway through. Right.
Actually, surging sounds good.
Have a nice bit of food.
I might do a little bit of surging too.
Okay. You can surge what you like, because you can get your 6 hours between you all.
I'm going to... Alright, so we didn't put a watch or anything?
I'll go take it as red that you see.
Is it still really warm?
Yeah. It's not as humid, because it's not as light, but it is very... Well, yeah, very
cool. I'll turn my armour on and flick myself with... ...3 points of frost damage and immobilise myself and go to sleep because it's really cool.
You just hear this like... and the dwarf is suddenly covered with a rime of frost. It seems to hurt him. But however, he's, if you were like near him, he's like a nice cooling experience. And he starts snoring a few minutes later.
Seem to have fallen in with a very peculiar crowd.
So it makes sense to see that.
There's a beetle about that big just kind of near his arm, which has gone.
At least the talking hat mostly made sense.
Right. You take watches, you do your thing, and apart from a few interesting things that happen at night, because obviously a jungle is an experience, nothing happens to warrant you getting up and fighting anything. And the next morning, you can see that. Orin is just sort of just stamping out the last bits of the fire, covering it over with dirt.
I'll start doing my stretches and my limbering up for the day.
Okay, it's bright already. The reason you're awake is because the birds are awake. It's hot again, obviously.
Get up, have a good fart. Shag on the beer.
God, you got the fire out, Orin.
the old crack of bread, biscuit, dry chip, that one of them.
Sure. Well, there's a couple of bones with meat on them as well.
Oh, for sure. Oh, piss.
Should nibble a little fruit.
Are you going to have a poo as well?
I'll do my exercise in the morning. I'm off.
Right.
I'm just going.
He's ready to go.
I'm just gone.
Okay.
Right. One day, we're just going to let him wander off on his own, and we're not going to catch up.
It's right, he'll hit a big, flat object and just come back towards us, I think.
Okay. Right.
Do we want to... We'll follow. I'm going to be quiet and stealthy and hidey.
I'll sort of rumble along.
He's rumbling along.
Driving through a garden. Yeah.
Like an Israeli bulldozer.
Yes.
What's your reflex?
Oh, yeah. My reflex is 15.
15? Okay, here's what happens.
Right.
Right.
You fool.
The dwarf's trudging along.
Does anyone want that?
No, you do.
Cheers. It's going to be hard now.
Okay. from where he's walking, the ground moves beneath your feet very quickly, like that, and vines wrap themselves all around your body. That never happened. Vines whip around your body, and you are held fast. At almost exactly the same moment,
that doesn't look good. I didn't see how I was looking the other direction.
You take 6 points of damage.
Ooh. Really?
Really?
I use my unbreakable, flex my muscles and reduce that by 8 points.
What does that do? Is that a binding thing?
No, it's an income.
All right, no, it's a crushing thing. So, yeah, you brace. Your muscles kind of spring
up.
Yeah,
it's an encounter pillar.
Fine, okay. Right, as that happens, you see something detach itself from a tree very nearby.
That looks a bit like this.
Ooh. How big is it? Tall, like?
It's big. It's big.
What's big?
Not as big as that giant thing that carried us around.
No.
Bearing in mind everything's big to be relevant, Lee. So what?
Sure, okay. It is...
18 foot high.
It is... a class... not giant. It's about 9 feet high.
Wow.
So it's... yeah, like that.
Cool.
And you can see that it's vines. That
for the record, we are being shown an image
a hand
of a viney type creature.
Right. Let us open the gates of battle.
Bachmat. Oh, we're so nearly 20.
Whee! All right. So this creature, is bind up the dwarf.
Wasn't completely on my legs.
Yeah, basically, it's plus 10 versus reflex, targets restrained and takes ongoing 10 damage. Save ends both. As magical vines spring up out of the ground and crush it. So you can make a saving throw on your turn, and if you pass, then the vines go...
So if I fail, I can't do anything, basically.
You are restrained.
Restrained?
Yep.
All right, okay.
Yeah, classes immobilised.
All right, cool. Well, in that case, I would immediately say it versus that, because I'm a dwarf.
Okay.
Which I failed.
Failed, okay. Now we're on initiative.
There'll be 10, hopefully.
Yeah, 10 or more. Yeah, over 10. All right, my... ooh, ha, ha, ha. Ooh, ha. I am very quick. Beautiful.
Beauty.
Right. Jesuit, what's your initiative?
28.
Sven.
20.
Darwin.
25.
And Darwin is on 22. Right, however, the horrible vine creature is on... you see on 28?
Yep. 19 plus 9 makes 28.
Oh, you're first then.
So I'll put you over here.
by one.
I'm going to call down a scorching burst, a vertical column of golden flames. Right. Is he actually covering four squares? Is he big?
Yeah, he's big.
Ooh. Then I should bring it down right there.
Okay.
Shroud him in it.
Go for it.
Okay, it's versus reflex.
Sure.
Mind the tree. Oh, it's a good roll.
It's a good roll. 22.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Holy bejesus. Holy Jesus. It's not as painful as it could be, though. It's a lower level thing. It's the only one with the distance. It's 1d6 plus 4 fire damage. So it's 8 points of fire damage.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's a hefty wallop, and this thing is, yeah, literally flames up. It's not, doesn't seem to be dry enough for it to do any more damage than you'd expect, basically.
I'm hoping you won't like it, though, what we've been
right,
vegetation-y.
Can you make a nature check, please, Don?
Oh, 24.
Right, that's good. You know these things about this creature. It's a vine horror. You know that vine horrors are created naturally, although through an unusual sequence of events. When an evil humanoid dies in a wilderness location touched by the Shadowfell, its blood sometimes saturates the earth and infuses the local plant life. These plants twist and writhe into the form of one or more of these vine horrors. You also know this, because you rolled so high. A vine horror often takes on aspects of the human old, whose blood gave it life. For example, the individual was a wizard, the vine horror might gain abilities similar to spells. The vine horror spell fiend is such a creature. All right? Ooh. Those are things you know.
Take care. It may be more powerful than it looks.
Right, then it's its turn. Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I didn't hear it yet.
Right. I've got to get this right. Right, a burst.
Close burst 5.
Close burst 5, yeah.
It's 5 off him.
In any direction.
Block of 5, a burst.
It's not a... That's a burst, isn't it? What's the difference between a burst and a... he's confused.
This is a blast.
A blast, right. So this is a...
Blast is ahead, burst goes around. So what I just did...
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. It's a close burst.
Was a burst 1 within 10.
Oh, right, so good.
So whether it hits 1 all around it is a burst, and a blast is...
Right, this is a burst, so this is 5 all around it.
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All around it, because that would be a burst again. You pick a 5 by 5.
Oh, around it.
From in front of it, or towards
the side. No, this is a burst.
Oh, it's a burst. Sorry, I thought it was a blast.
Yeah, from it.
Ah, so it is the epicentre, and it goes boom.
Boom.
Huge. Yeah, it is big. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in this square all around, right?
Yeah.
So that's...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
In that, yeah. And out to here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So it catches it's these
everybody
two.
Everybody apart from Colin.
Everybody yeah, said everyone said Darwin. Yeah. Okay. Right. Brilliant.
It's because I was hidden. Oh, did I not have my move?
No, you didn't have it. Oh, I'll let you have it.
No, actually, you wouldn't have moved, would you? That's where Colin put me, so that's where I am.
You wouldn't have moved anywhere, would you? I
would have moved if I was like 10 squares away, or at a maximum distance.
Okay. Nah. Right, it kisses against your reef. Let's start with who you're closest.
Throw your neck in the room, because I toned up with it.
No, you're already in it. You haven't failed. You haven't. Right. Okay.
I'm taking 10 automatically.
Then forget about you because you're going to take 10 automatically. Yeah. Okay. You're already restrained. Right. You. That's 14 against your reflex.
My reflex is 19.
Are you all right? And Orin. 8. That's 18 against his reflex.
Wow.
Scary monkeys. Super fiends.
Right. That's got him. Right, yeah, he's literally whipped up in vines and screams and takes a serious amount of damage.
And do I just take 10, yeah?
On your turn, you'll take 10.
Unless you pass the save.
Yeah, okay, cool. Orin is all caught up in it, literally from where you are, right next to you, just all of a sudden, he's whipped up your vines. The whole ground kind of ripples all around this thing. You got another shambly-looking thing in there.
Has he got an arm free?
These
Got another one.
beautiful. Right, this one looks very similar, although it has slightly different features, and at the end of this one's turn, this appears. Line of sight from... Yeah, that's fair enough. Just about... You can see something moving, you two. You can see something moving through these trees. Alright. Then that takes us through to... Sven. No, sorry. To either Darwin... Yeah, to Darwin.
Am I hidden though, yeah? Because I was...
Yeah, you're hidden.
I was hiding before.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, even better. Oh. Beautiful. Yes, this one is taller and more slender. More this one is more squat. And, yeah.
I'm going to. It's a tree, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of impenetrable.
Going up the tree.
Okay.
And cutting the vines.
Cutting which vines?
The ones that are holding him.
Well, you can't do both those things in your.
The vines are coming from underneath, aren't they?
Yeah, now, if you're going to cut vines, that's a standard action. If you're going to climb a tree, that's a standard action. You get one standard action.
Okay. I'm going to cut his vines.
Okay, standard action, you start to slice through those vines. Okay, fine. You also have a move action. If you want to take it.
But well, I don't know if I've cut through the vines, so...
That is what you are doing this round. You're not skipped like that.
Yeah, so how do I move this round? I don't understand. How can I move?
I'm just saying that if you chose not to cut the vines, you could move. But no, if you are... if that's all you're doing this round...
Yeah, and then at the end of the round, when I've done that, if they notice me, I'll do my... Hidey thing again.
Okay, fine. All right. So that's through to Orin now. Orin has already taken his damage. He's going for everyone next turn. So that pushes through to Sven. Fail. Okay, you take. Oh, sorry.
I'm already taking 10. You said.
Yeah, 10. Yeah, 10. No rolls. Okay. It's a new round initiative. That's a good. Right, Jedward.
22.
10.
20.
Darwin.
28.
Ooh. 1. Okay, so let's start with Darwin. Right, you have sliced the vines off of Orin. He's now sort of shrugging them off. So you have a standard action, a minor action, and a move action.
Okay, stand action.
With a crossbow?
Crossbow. A dude.
Okay, fire. Hang on. Remember, let's get back to this. The skill that you've got is always better than just a normal range combat.
Yes, I'm using my backstab.
Oh, right, okay, so you've got combat advantage because you're hidden.
Yep.
Right.
And he hasn't moved against me.
Okay, so what is the result of this if you hit him?
Not 3d8.
3d8 damage.
Plus my... plus 10.
Okay. You sure about that? Die...
I don't know.
Okay.
It's something like that. It's not far off.
Be good.
Oh! 68!
A natural 20! Right, okay. Yeah, you hit it. You hit it. So you do your maximum damage.
What's happened to the damage?
Yeah, 24 plus 10.
24 plus 10 is his maximum.
34.
34 points of damage straight across.
Is that a daily one? That's your will, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's because he's hidden and he's got combat advantage. Yeah. You actually get plus 2, but you don't need it because you've got 20.
Right.
So,
yeah,
so that's a total of 36, did you say?
Yeah. 24, 30... plus what?
Plus 10, he says.
34.
Yay! Right,
plus 10.
No, it's actually plus 11, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, right,
damage.
It is bloodied.
Ranged.
You seem to have hit it in a...
Sure.
Yeah. You did it last week.
Well, I hardly
did it before.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's the maximum damage in it as well, so I suppose that's... What's your natural plus on your combat?
It's a lot more than mine.
Is it?
Well, it's not far off, mate. It could be right there. So left. No, that's to hit.
What is it?
That's to hit.
Hang on then. Where is it? Where is it? About five.
Yeah, it's fine. It's 3d8 plus 5.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's 29.
29.
Yeah,
yeah,
the lambs. I thought that was a bit high.
They're all the.
I stood pretty good though, wasn't it? Now we've worked out what he's doing. It's like.
It's not plus 5 to hit then.
Right, that's plus 11 to hit. Yeah, you got the wrong way around.
That's 11 to hit.
Still bloodied. Wallop. Okay, yeah, you hit it in a very vital area and it's very badly hurt. That was on 28.
I have to do the perception thing now because I did a.
Oh, because you attacked, yeah. So, yeah, fine. Thing. Roll against my perception then.
Come on. Stealth 15 plus. Oh, that's massive. That's 31.
So, were you adding your.
Perception.
Hang on,
my stealth.
Your stealth, yeah.
My stealth to it.
And your
stealth
is 16. Holy shit. That makes you very good at hiding.
That's without my cloak on as well. If I had my cloak on, it would be 16.
Is that what you've got to do?
It would be 21 if I had my cloak on.
What, because that's plus 5 to nature?
No, because it's plus 5 to stealth. Mm. You can't wear two cloaks at once, I take it.
Oh, no, not
so I've got my nature cloak that. On. Yeah. I haven't got my...
Okay, so you've got to do that to hide again, to have the shot, to get the damp, the backstab shot.
I'm still hidden, yeah.
So if you failed that, you couldn't do the combat advantage.
No.
That's 30...
They were dead
in the game. 31. Right, yeah, no, you're hidden. Yeah, it's got quite a good perception.
No one dead. No one dead, he's on it.
Right, yeah, so all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's not
undead. Darwin's lethal. Right, okay.
Was it 220 then?
Right, Jesuit was 22. Jesuit, you're 22, you're next.
Yeah. Ooh, so he's just.
He's pulsed, yeah. He shot him in a... He just, yeah, absolutely mullered him with one shot.
Or with a crossbow, or with a...
With his crossbow, yeah. Mm. It just seems to have hit him in a very particular place.
Mm. But he's still looking quite...
He's bloodied.
Sort of like that. He's vine balls. Okay.
Intelligent is this guy.
Can I make... Oh, I can't move after that guy, can I?
No, that's a standard attack. That's a standard, your standard action was to shoot. You can still move in a minor as well.
Is he that one or that one? Just one square basically.
That one, yeah.
That one. Yeah, cool. That should do it then. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. The trees! The trees! Fucking trees!
Does the fireball. Does it come from your fingertips?
A globe of orange flame coalesces in your hand. You hurl it at your enemies, exposed on
right, so you've got, you got a tree trunk in the way.
So I'm going to move back to here.
Okay. Yeah.
I think. Is it there? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, that should get everyone.
Is it burst 3 from that?
1, 2, 3. Well, that and that should just miss.
That will miss. Miss
me, get two, yeah.
But that should get round. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Gets the two. Three.
Yeah. Ooh. Bang! Right there. Straight
the same
spot.
Okay,
fireball. Like a bowling
ball. Describe it to me. What's happening?
Okay, well, it starts as a globe of orange flame in my hand, building up, and then I hurl it in the classic old school wizard hurly kind of thing.
Baseball.
And as it shoots along, streaking through here, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it comes to here, where it goes...
Beautiful. Like beautiful.
And fizzles on a 2.
Is that against reflex?
Versus reflex, 13 plus 20 versus reflex.
My reflex is not that high. Okay, yeah, you got him.
Full whack?
Yeah.
Even a miss is half damage, so.
Yeah, no, you've got full.
Full whack. 3d6 plus my intelligence.
Wow.
5.
Wow.
6.
That's a lot.
Ooh. 12. Plus my intelligence modifier.
Oh, a modifier thing.
Yeah.
It's mutations.
Oh, no, it's modifier plus 12, plus 4, 16 to both of them.
16. Okay. Die, 37, 16.
53.
Yes.
That explodes.
like a bomb. There is, like, shrapnel.
Pretty much the foliage
as well. Birds. The ground itself. It's like a shower. And you, literally, are just on the peripheral. It's this wall of fire going... like that. Your armour kind of just goes black for a moment. Like, and it hisses. But yeah, that thing's still alive, but it is on its last vines. So that was Jezerik. You got a minor left if you want it.
I've already moved.
You can drop something.
You can drop my load. You can duck. I shall duck down on one knee to appreciate the damage I've done to the environment.
Look at that.
That's pretty much where I plan to place it. Not bad. Good ball.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Oh, this area here and that area there are on fire. Okay. Right.
Go
on 22. Sven, what damage can you do?
Go get same throw first. Two. Failed.
10 damage.
Jesus,
can I I'll search because it's a freebie for me.
Yeah, it is a freebie for you. Is it a second wind? Oh, you do it as a minor action.
Yeah,
fine, okay. You kind of.
That's a lot, isn't it? 10 every time.
And that's the end of your go.
Well, Sven and me. Yeah.
Puts us on Orin, who is now
free.
Able and free.
He surge 15 back. It's not really an issue.
He's on fire. He's on fire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Right, he gets running in. Or actually, in. 4.
Ah, it's going to hurt the weeds.
Yeah. Right. We don't feel anything particularly. You hear like a scrape, and Orin's behind you saying, "I'm cutting the vines." And you can the scimitar's kind of whizzing down and snapping through the vines.
Cool.
That's his move. That's his standard. His minor was to talk to you. Okay. Then it is the vine horrors. And this one's very badly wounded and a bit on fire. What's he doing? What's his intelligence? No, he's... it's an evil fucker. What? A sweet spot. Okay.
No! It's going to get me this time. I should have taken more than one step back. It should have been two.
Alright.
He's going to be both of us.
He can't see me though, so yeah. I don't know why he's going to see me.
Perception. This is fine. Plus 10 to reflex.
I'm 30.
Okay. Reflex 12.
Reflex 19.
Yes.
I'm alright because I'm already taking 10.
Oh yeah. Orin. He dodges it.
Oh. Do you have to roll it every time?
No, he's doing his bursting again.
He's trying to trap you. The vines are going...
So
he's rolling against your reflex.
Is there one roll for the whole lot, then?
No,
he's rolling into hits, as it were.
Right.
So it's Darwin. 9 plus 10 is 19. And your reflex?
Is... reflex... it's a lowly child. In the middle ones... third one down. AC 4 ref.
20. 20. What do I get? 19. 20. You lucky devil. Jezreel, already gone for you. You're all okay.
I would have been so up in the vines.
You are being trucked. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then we have this one.
Jammy in my beans. Oh, God. Did I feel the twinge of twigs beneath my feet?
You're still wearing your nature cloak as well.
Yeah.
Right. Watch closely. Mm-hmm. This one moves into these trees, becomes almost vaporous. The vines thin down to like this, and it kind of weaves its way through the trees.
I don't like this. Keep going. Mind you, it doesn't need to because all these vines are on fire.
That's the wrong thing to do.
Does it take fire damage?
Not dry enough.
Don't want to tangle with Jesuit, is the problem. 1, 2, 3. Fuck it. 4. Okay. It's going to tangle with Jesuit.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, that's what I wanted to do.
Don't fuck with me, green fingers. You stand away from me. I did try and move from where you're standing.
I can't see you. Are you there?
You know where I am.
You're hidden.
No, you guys know where I am. I mean, like, even when I'm really hidden. Unless I specifically say I'm hiding from you.
No, no, I can't see you.
Okay, this one's coming at you, Jesuit.
Oh.
Right. One of its vines comes up, and there's like a... And the air kind of goes very quiet for a moment, and then a bolt of lightning is shot at you.
Ah.
Oh! 18 plus 12.
That's filthy.
That is 18 plus 12 is
28.
It's 30 against your armor class.
Yes, that'll probably
30
against armor.
You see, like that is a shit.
Right, it's 1d8 plus 4 damage to you.
That is painful.
Except you're going to absorb it, aren't you, bugger?
I'm going to absorb as much of it as I can.
1d8 plus 4, 7, that's 11 points of damage.
11 points of damage, of which my brooch will suck up 10.
What does the brooch do, is it?
Glows it for a second.
That's its daily power, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not the one
again,
today.
I take full whack, so I take one...
One point
through the lightning.
Ouch.
Right, and then...
Let's see.
It's going to do this. I know it's going to hit, but I'm going to count it anyway because it's fun. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. In a burst.
Bloody.
What?
Right, okay.
Why do you get to do two things?
Because it's a bad one.
No one else gets to do two things.
It's
the law. You only get to do one.
You made me snap my stick.
You made me miss my shot.
Oh, it's an area burst one.
That's a bit
within.
That's like me saying that's plus 11 damage when it was like.
No, I still get two of us.
Area burst one, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be Jezerik and Darwin.
What's his range?
10. It's within, it's the same as your thing. It's an area, it's a one
but
burst.
There's a one burst in 10 range. Yeah.
Which makes more sense than covering an entire forest.
Yes.
Well, he might have done it there because it isn't on there. So
no, he's going to do it right there.
It is going for Jezreel.
Which means it'll get Darwin as well.
Yeah. No, it won't get me.
Yeah, well, it's a burst of one.
He's doing this. And plus 10 versus fortitude.
Oh, no. Oh,
piss fortitude?
Fuck off.
No, obviously not.
Plus 10.
I still can't believe it gets to do two things.
18. That's your fortitude. 15. Uh-oh.
Seriously, why are you rolling twice, sir, if it's a...
Oh, sorry, no, sorry, that is this different this way, isn't it? So, area burst within 10, one within 10, versus fortitude... You take 1d6 plus 3 acid damage.
Acid?
Yeah, it's a dirty dump of acid.
That's well out of order.
No night, sweetheart.
I thought I'd better put it to 10.
He's cheating now.
Who's cheating? Sweet,
sleep well.
Yeah, you know,
sleep well.
Hello, baby daddos.
Night-to-night.
Glory.
A caustic cloud appears over you and does...
Caustic
9 points of damage.
The old stinking clown coming out there.
You will take 5 points of damage every round.
What?
And you are blinded.
Ooh.
1d6 plus 3 acid damage. The target takes ongoing 5 acid damage and it is blinded.
For how long?
Save ends both.
Save.
Right. Beautiful.
9 points of damage was that?
Yeah.
Ooh,
burning acid piss damage in your eyes.
It's a stinking cloud.
It's a stinking cloud.
There's no stinking clouds through there.
That's filthy.
You've got them for a while. Right, its turn is over.
I'm blaming Jesuit for this.
That was on.
You shot it.
No, I mean.
Ah!
I didn't shoot him.
Slashed your vines this turn, didn't he? Or was that last turn?
Or it was slashed, yeah, this turn.
Fine, then we are at the top of the round.
Blind.
Right, now, blinded is a condition. Can someone look it up for me quickly, please?
Mine probably can't cast spells or do fighting or whatever.
And your initiative may be disrupted as well.
Oh, right.
Blinded. The creature can't see, which means its targets have total concealment against it. Mm-hmm. The creature takes a -10 penalty to perception checks. The creature grants combat advantage. The creature can't flank. So you're blinded, you can't do those things, basically. Mm-hmm. You can't get combat advantage, you can't flank. You get -10 to perception, and you can't see, which means targets have total concealment against you. But your initiative isn't adjusted. So you might make your saving throw. Right. Okay, Jezerik, so initiative.
27.
27. Sven.
17.
Darwin.
23.
23. Orin. Yeah, that's nice and high. Okay, and Vines. Right, Jezerik.
So, saving throw.
Review.
Saving throw versus...
Well, it's failed. Take five, you're still blind.
flat ten, isn't it? Unless you got something that gives
or
you...
Or you can use an action point.
Yeah, or I presume you get items and cubos.
Yeah, you do.
Your ring of fire protection. Sure, exactly. Give you plus, yeah.
Can I still serve, sir?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can.
Right,
that'd be your standard action.
I'll do a serve thing, so I'll get a little
back. Pretty horrible being in the jungle in the dark with vicious vine monsters. Right, are you going to attempt to move?
Backwards from being the tree.
No, okay. What I am doing, though, is tearing off my cloak or whatever.
Oh, yeah, for the aspect.
With the inside of the cloak, start getting it off my face or whatever.
Sure, okay.
And then ditching the cloak, which is burning through, probably. Yeah.
Right, that's 27. Next one up is Darwin from 23.
I've got to get high.
You want to get up 10?
No.
5 damage. You're still blind.
Fuck.
Nom 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 nom.
Because I'm up against this tree, aren't I?
Yeah, like a bushy tree.
So I'm just going to use my hands, and because I'm within touch of it, just move around it.
Make a perception check. -10.
Do I not get plus on touching it?
No, not really. Because your eyes are burning, you're flailing around. It's not just like you're calmly hit by acid.
Right.
You are in.
But if I wanted to move somewhere anyway,
You can throw yourself around, but a perception check to just understand where you are, what you're doing, is what we're talking about here.
Okay. What's perception?
You roll it, and then you'd normally have plus
9.
So you've got -1.
14.
Fail. Okay. So you're going to move in a random direction.
Yeah.
You've got
direction dice.
I have got direction dice, actually.
That'd be cool,
wouldn't it? Just roll a d8. Do you want to roll it? That way. Right, which means you plough into Jezerik. Jezerik, make a... let's call it a reflex roll.
I could have done that before.
You could.
18, 28, 37.
Right, something stumbles into you and you literally stop it.
Ow.
With your hand. So you kind of don't get to move, but you don't fall over either.
Wait, roll!
Right, so you're kind of clinging to each other a bit now. Burning and... Right, that'll
get off me, you gay halfling.
Homo.
This is going out on the interwebs, be careful.
Hate crime.
Name and shame. Right, that's 23. Orin is also on 23. He is not blind, is he?
No, he's not in here, all the stinking cat.
So, you're free. So, yeah, he's going to swing his scimitar straight into this one, then.
Oh.
Ah. Oh. Embarrassing. Yeah, and on that one, he completely fails to hit anything at all apart from the ground. He shifts. No, you can't, can he? That's a standard action. No, you can shift and attack. That's his move. Just to shift. One. And that's it for him. Which brings us down to Sven.
Can I grab a drink?
Yes. Yeah, sure. Sorry, no, me. You're on 17, aren't you, Sven?
Mm-hmm.
It's me, it's me, it's me.
It's me, it's me. What about it's me?
Shit. Right, this is plus.
But I'm still hidden, yeah?
I'd say no. Right. Plus 10 versus reflex. Incoming vicious vines.
Mm.
16.
Best reflex? No.
Reflex?
Oh, sorry, against what?
16 against reflex.
Yeah, that's it, me.
You! Reflex?
20.
Combat advantage because you're blind.
So is he? No. It only applies to me, does it?
No.
It only applies to halflings because he's out for the halfling's blood.
Combat advantage has got plus two.
So is there 18?
18.
18. No. 18? No, you're right. So it's still just you and Orin.
So was that, am I trapped again?
Or? You are trapped and take 10 damage.
Okay,
so. Orin is trapped.
Hit something!
I can't get freaking a trickly. 10, yeah?
Yeah, 10 damage. You're trapped. 10 damage.
Give me that thing where you flex your muscles again. Give me manly.
Give me some rubber. If I can throw actually higher than a 10, which I haven't done yet.
You have been rubbing horrible times.
Then I might get somewhere.
I know the feeling.
Right, and
the all I need is a 10 or higher. And we're off.
You just fucking shit.
10 or higher, we're off.
They're going to kill us, aren't they? We came so close, and then we got blinded and trapped and killed. I'm going to make an expeditious retreat without actually being able to see where I'm going, so that should be good. A bit like pinball, won't it?
What combat advantage? Oh, I wish I'd used that one.
Is that a melee attack that they just did on?
It is a... Vicious Vines is a ranged attack.
You've never been able to hit him yet, have you? So you can't mark him.
Nope.
No, the dwarf fucking anything.
Because if you marked him, he wouldn't be able to see him. He's remained there.
Dom hand thrown higher. The only time I thrown higher than 10 was an 11, and I was remaining this.
Hit him!
Right. Okay, Orin and Sven can see this as this creature here again gathers lightning in one hand and throws it over here. This is against your. Armor class. Shock orb. Standing at will. Range 10. Plus 12 versus armor class. This isn't a burst. This is just straight at Jezreel.
Straight at me.
So plus 12 versus armor class.
Okay, I win. Yeah.
22 versus armor class. Beautiful.
How?
Right, that is.
That's his head, but it's something really hard.
One
it's a crumb. It's a crumb. Headbutted a crumb.
Crumb before. 6 points of damage to you.
Oh, say oh. Crumbed. Crumbs. Oh, God, we're all going to die.
Stop hitting me.
Stop blinding me.
Right.
Yeah, you better run.
It's not visible. It's moving to the trees.
We've seen it going to the tree.
Right now, nothing's visible.
You saw it going to the tree, but you can't see it, if you know what I mean. Does that make sense? It's walked into...
It's melted.
Very, very thick, penetrable foliage. And it's kind of done that thing where it's gone narrowed down and become very thin. So you can see where... You know where it is, but you can't see it.
But can't hit it.
No, I guess not. No, you can't get in there to get to it.
Cool.
Right, it's now your ghost, Finn.
Yeah! Right.
No pain. No pain.
Right, the dwarf is out.
Let me snap my twig. That's what acid does to me.
Right.
Okay.
Charge.
Are you going to go two away and then charge at it?
Yep.
Okay, go.
Right, I'll charge it. And I'm going to give it...
What did you do? Did you shift and then charge?
No, I was already out of combat because you...
No, what I mean is you can't charge when you are... You can't, like, do a kind of a... Ooh, if you're going to charge...
Oh, I'm two away anyway.
Then you've got to go, boom. Yeah, right, that's fine.
I'll just assume different.
Yeah.
Charge it and I'll swing my sword and give it a big old fucking clobber when I turn it.
Okay.
At all.
What are you going to use that dice?
Yeah, just straight charging it.
Boot strike.
Boot strike, okay.
Right. For the record, that's another true twin.
He's just his dice been rolling very low all night.
Been rolling like a one-eyed lesbian.
50.
Again.
Stop with the hate crime.
How much, sorry?
50.
50 points of damage.
Yeah. Right. Motherfucker.
You annihilate it.
The insinuation that they can't roll.
That's a pissed off dwarf.
Hey, you chop it into many, 50. Many
50.
Pieces.
Hawaii flavour. And I could have done more.
Right.
A market just for the hell of it.
Rough terrain.
Cool.
Okay.
Dead
shrubbery. That kind of compensated.
Yeah, that was out of front.
Yeah, good job, that
he's still waving. Hello, that was me.
Right.
Oh, and I'll surge for free action.
Fine.
Is there a minor one, die?
Hello.
Yeah. Is the eternal waving dwarf?
Hello. I've got various dwarfs. I can change it.
No.
I was trying to think if that's the one you want.
Can't change it.
Right. That was Sven. That marks the end of this round.
And what a round it was.
All right. So
game changer. There. Just keep it to play.
Right. I'm just going to barbecue us a tree.
That you can't... Oh, well, you know where it is. Oh, no, you know where it is because you're blind.
No, as soon as I can see, someone's going to tell me where it is.
I have no idea.
Right, let's do it.
Oh, we're back to normal.
I keep rolling over 10.
Now,
apart from when they need
it. Yeah. Okay.
It's a duck.
Right, 18. 18. Darwin. 23. 23. Honours on 22. And the creature's
art. The
creature. Right, yeah. Right. Jezerek, you're up front again.
Save.
Can't
you
burn?
Burn.
5 damage, still blind.
I'm using my
action. Alright.
Yes!
Not blind, no damage.
Right, so I can do my thing. What is my thing?
You look around, you can see no tree.
Where's it gone?
Free action.
The dwarf waves
towards there.
To this big piece of foliage over here.
That's stinky.
Well, you know it's yeah, you know it's in there somewhere.
Right, 10 squares. Nope. Move forward 1 square.
So give me a nature check.
5 plus. My nature's quite high actually.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Smart set? 14. No.
Right, no, not great. Yeah, you can't judge exactly where it is in there.
No, I just want to... I move forward a step because I just want to plant one in the middle of that.
Okay.
So I can't see it, but I'm going to plant one in the middle of that thing. Okay. It's a burst one all round, so wherever it hits me.
Well, there are two, middles, really, there, aren't there, if we're looking at 5-foot squares. So
he's going to hit it.
Well, roll the dice.
Two middles, yeah.
Yeah, so roll the dice.
But it's a one burst, so wherever it goes, it's going to be all round it anyway. So if it hits there, it's there and one all around it. If it hits there, it's there and one all around it.
Oh, yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, okay.
That's
yeah.
Fair enough.
No,
I'm just dropping it in the middle.
No, don't need to roll the dice then. That's okay. You're good.
Well, I need to roll the dice to see what I'm
playing. Oh, yeah, roll that dice, yeah.
No, not that one.
Oh!
Not that dice. Not that dice.
14 versus reflex.
14 versus reflex?
Yeah, that will be not.
No!
Oh!
No, no, no.
Zizzle.
No. No.
Right.
One more free action. Fuck!
Right, that puts it on Darwin.
Please.
Lie.
At least 10.
Right. No longer blind. No longer.
That doesn't hurt anymore.
Right. What you can do? Again, you don't know where this creature is.
It's over there. It's in that tree.
Right, now you know
it is that tree.
Where the creature is. Make an ace check.
You've got it all.
With your burning watery eyes.
Over there.
It's not going to stop, ever.
Hang on,
hang on, hang on.
No,
hang
on.
We're impaired. Don't worry, Darwin. We're still impaired.
12?
No, not enough.
Aw.
You don't know.
That's
yet.
Not bad off a 3, though.
Yeah, it's not bad off a 3, but
is
it's
that
roughly...
Is that 5?
Yeah.
It's
roughly
three.
In there.
Yeah, 2!
What are you going to do?
So he's in the tree.
Somewhere in that... In those, yeah, in that...
That's what Spencer said, anyway.
I'm going to hide.
Blow it up.
You hide.
Do we have to do a thing with him?
Yeah, roll against the me. Perception of...
And I've got...
My thing is all powerful.
I've got rough cover.
That's rough terrain. Okay. You're not right next to it, so you haven't got concealment. Right, so you roll against my perception. You roll your stealth against my perception. Which is much higher on this one.
30.
Oh, damn you, 28.
Okay, you're hidden. Yes. How much have I got?
I don't know, but I think you've just gone past it.
I think I have, by one.
6, okay. That's your move action? You have a standard and a minor action, if you want it.
My minor action... Yeah. I'm going to go.
Okay. Any
you can move again. You can move again with your standard, don't
you? Yeah, you can. If you want
can
to.
I?
Yeah, if you want
and
to.
Then I carry on again.
Yeah, another 6 if you want to. Okay. Awesome. Right.
Because I can use my ghost thing, which lets me move at my full speed whilst... Stealthy.
Oh, yeah.
My ghost move.
Yeah.
No. So I just spell it.
Oh, that's that. Well, that thing was.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was some logic to that.
Yeah.
There was a reason for it. It wasn't just a random.
Otherwise, I'd have to move 3, which isn't quite as
good. No, not as good. Not as good. Right, that's you done. So that was on 23. We're now on Orin, who's 22.
But a shadow.
Orin is trapped. Takes 7 for 7 for Orin. That's the wrong dice. No, he takes 10.
No!
And he's still trapped. Okay, no, he's not, because that thing died.
Yeah, it died. Yay!
No, he doesn't take 10, and he's not trapped.
It's that way!
Are you shouting it's that way?
No, I'm not. I'm quiet.
Alright, what would Orin...
Well, he knows he's there, because Rafe said...
He knows he's there, but he's got nothing apart from a scimitar. And he's probably not stupid enough to go diving into a...
Bush.
Bush with a scimitar.
Bushwhacking.
I am.
I know you are.
Large 3.
Right, I think he's... Thank you. I think he's clever enough...
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
He's clever enough to try and flank, so he's going to move...
Thank you.
And then the back standard action move again. Right. That was on 22. Now it is Dear Sven Dwarf.
Right, and it's in that tree.
Yep. Somewhere.
Charge the tree.
Right. You can.
Or attack the tree.
But if you attack the tree, I'm going to say you can hack away an
an area of it, 5x5 area of that. Around.
Yep.
Okay. Go on then, do your thing.
I'll do a reaping strike.
Okay.
Do I get a bonus for charging, is it?
Yeah, charge is...
Just to hit.
My mate, is that
charge... I mean, charge is that's your attack, really.
Yeah. I was wondering. Does it do
well, I think, I don't know if you can put Reaper Strike on the end of a charge.
Oh, it's good.
I'm on... Oh, well, if I can't, I'll run up and do a Reaping Strike. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. Cool. A charge is kind of its own thing. Right. I think you can push someone back or something with a charge, or...?
30.
30 against a tree? Do you hit a tree?
Cool. With the Reaping Strike, if I miss that, I do 7 points of damage to it.
Right, okay.
So if I hit the tree, it takes 7.
Sure, all right then.
If I hit it, the tree takes 7.
Okay, so let's list. You have...
What?
I'm more into the tree than anything else.
Make a nature check for me. Well, this is it. This is to judge where it is and where...
Minus 30.
See if you'd worn the cloak.
10
total? Right, you hit the tree.
Yeah, cool.
Seven, right, so you slash past the tree, leaves come down.
Yeah, and a reaping strike does 7 of them miss it to the target. Okay. That's the point of doing
fine.
The reaping strike.
So
I'm still doing 7.
Right, whatever happens then,
you it takes 7 points. That's the whole
fine.
Point.
Yeah. That was against armor class, which was the
30.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Damn you, Garland. There's always a way with you, isn't there?
Well, it's a miniature game. You give me the shit, aren't you?
Right, okay. Right, my turn. Right.
I'll mark it as well. The tree.
Chill.
Can you mark it if you can't see it?
No, I'll mark the tree. I can't see
oh,
it.
Oh, you're okay. You mark the tree.
You mark this.
Mark 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 odd.
Well, I'm on the basis, if it's got some way of using the tree to attack me with, or somebody else, I've marked the tree.
Fine, okay, that makes sense.
Just going on the general shooting of vines and shit.
And annoyingly, you have put yourself next to it.
That was the point.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to be the one who gets walloped, I suppose.
Version Vine of Tread.
Ah! Ho ho ho! Let's hope this works. Right, well, I'm just going to have to come out of the open.
Yes.
Annoying.
Flush it. Flush it.
Ah, this fine.
Hmm. Hello.
Oh, and the tree's on fire.
Oh, did you use the daily?
No, it's on fire all the time, it's on.
Oh, it's not a daily to burn. Okay. Yeah, fine, right. It's burning.
Standard.
God damn it.
Because it's flammable, I presume, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's flammable targets catch fire, so.
Is there any extra damage you do with the fire, though? On a hit?
No, it does flame flammable damage, so if it's susceptible to flame...
Oh, right.
Flame, I don't know what it does, to be honest, but all I've got is I do a D10 plus a D8 fire damage, unless it's susceptible to fire, then it does something else.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. It does more. All right, so, yeah, so if you hit something with a flame, extra D8.
If I hit somebody with a sword, anything,
yeah.
I do normal damage plus a D8 for fire damage.
Fine,
yeah.
Okay.
But if it's susceptible to fire, it does says more. It does whatever that.
Well, it does more depending on what the non-resistance to fire is.
You know, I don't know
about it. The last time you hit something, it was not resistant. The opposite, it was susceptible to fire.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if it's susceptible, you need to work out whatever.
Fine.
It is,
okay.
I'll tell you. I'll remind you also.
So, what to do?
I just figured it's obvious a tree would catch fire.
One. Two. Yeah, that'll do. Right. Through the trees. It has forest walk, which is nice. So, through the trees, you're going to get a lashing vine of dread.
I just fucking remember that. Lash. That sounds horrible. I've got a magical encounter shield thing.
Versus reflex.
Or my...
What did you hit?
A for AC and reflex. I keep forgetting about it.
Okay. This is plus 10 versus your reflex. 26.
Yeah, right.
Right, wallop. Okay, you're hit with a lashing vine of dread.
Is that a melee attack?
No, it's a range attack. Because it has forest walk and because its tendrils can become less than an inch thick.
It's a squiggly little thing.
Filth. The vine horror can compress its body enough to squeeze through a 1-inch wide crack. Cracks and other openings that are more than 1-inch wide do not
and
slow
the vine
horror.
You can just move
is
away
it, is it the same as the other one, but just different dude, different abilities?
It is more powerful and it seems to have horrific spell abilities.
But the other one was a vine horror as well, was it?
This is a vine horror spell fiend.
It's an old one.
Which you know about because you've made your massive nature check at the beginning.
It's dead nasty.
Yeah, so is it visible though?
It is visible to Orin.
It's dead nasty.
Yeah, maybe because it's a big
dry.
Ass fucking
vine.
Yeah.
That's dead nasty.
Right. Last round of dread, you've been hit by it, so it's 1d6.4 damage.
Point.
1d6.4 is 9 points of damage.
Cool.
And you explode in a shower of guts.
Is it like a little spiky vine?
I'm going to push over to here, but I think that dwarves might have a racial ability that I only just remembered.
Just goes,
do you want to have a quick
push
look?
Me fight, dude.
Actually,
you push me forward.
Oh, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, and you are prone.
I am.
You are.
Get down.
Get down, friendly little shit.
Do that point. I'm still down.
Right, action point used. Action point
I've never used one before, so I don't know.
Right, that's it for this game.
I don't know where it is, do I?
Are you still blind?
No.
Oh, no, you're still not quite sure where it is. No, you paid your next check as well. So that was, now it's Sven. On the floor. Standard action to get up. Okay.
Thank you!
Right,
You big fucking pansy.
He's the end of the round.
That's a long round.
Oh.
It's exciting, though. Oh, got thrown, there was a man with a trident. It was good. Right, so...
Who had a trident?
I said, in Anchorman.
Oh!
I threw a trident through someone's heart. Right, so... Initiative. Initiative eyes.
That's pretty low that time. That's pretty low. It's low. It's lower than low.
There's no point anymore where a low dice roll is a good number anymore in this game now.
No.
Always the higher the better.
Because you've seen them as a good low, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right, Jezerik.
When someone's rolling damage against you.
Yeah, it's good for them.
17.
Yeah, darling.
21.
Okay, and Orin is on to the creatures. And Orin is on. Ooh, that was nice. Orin's on 23.
Why is this speedy, bud?
Right, Jezerik, it is you again.
Let's see if I can see what's going on.
You saw the dwarf go flying backwards, it's like Jackie Chan.
5, 6, from here, can I see?
No, sir. You can see the dwarf just about, but you can't see it.
No?
You can see vines moving here.
It's up against it.
But it is from you, if you're going to target it with a ranged attack, it's definitely got partial concealment.
You could target me.
Are you saying, target me? Toss me.
Toss me.
Yeah. Fuck it, why not? Target me! You may hit! What the fuck? As he throws a twent.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Right, if he reckons he's near it, I don't want to actually hit him.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go there because that'll hit him, so I'm going to go one on from.
Well, you can see it. As I say, you can't see all of it, you can see movement.
I'll aim for here then.
Okay.
I'll aim for a scorching burst of.
Column of
golden fire hate. Down there.
Okay. That's just going to reflex.
14 plus 7 is 21 versus the reflex.
That's a hit.
Cool.
Damn you, sir.
6 plus 4 fire damage. Frizzle frazzle, 7 points of flamey fire damage.
Right, good. A palpable burning hit. Is it bloodied?
No.
Right, okay. That
hasn't had much.
So that's a move, that's your standard action. You still have a minor left.
Pretty good, this tree.
Surge is a
standard action for
you. Standard action, yeah.
Nah.
Okay.
I have nothing.
Nothing.
Right, that was Jezerik, so then we're down to Darwin and Orin.
Orin's performing, isn't he?
He's on the way, both on 23.
I'm on 21.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I think I'll say it for anything last round. Right, Orin can see it, so he's going to hit it.
Right, he shouts at the dwarf. Do you want me to try and flank it?
Go on in.
I can't.
It's a lot of moves.
Alright, well, yeah, it's going to go 1, 2, 3.
Does flank and just give me more stuff to hit, please?
Flank it means that you get +2 to hit.
I flanked that, just tell me to get in there. No, right, fucking jars of bastards. Okay.
15, that's more like it. Plus, your smith is a +2. +2.
And +2 cold damage.
Oh, +2 cold damage, that's right. Okay, so that puts him on 22 against arm class.
And it better be a hit.
Which is a hit.
Yeah.
Right, he stabs it. Damage on a scimitar is... Damage on a scimitar
is 1d... 1d8 plus 4. Oh, no, I get the +4 yeah. because...
Okay, now he gets his plus and all that. Yeah. So it's 9. 2.
Yeah.
16 points of damage. Right, it is bloodied.
He didn't get a crit, did he? No, he didn't.
No, no crit. He has his own damage adjustment. No, sorry, of course, no, he has a damage adjustment with blade. So he rolled a...
High crit.
He rolled an 8, plus 2. Damage, this is. 8. Plus 2 his own damage. 8 plus 2. 10. Plus his own, yeah. 16.
Wow. That's a hefty whack.
Which puts him on.
The NPC's doing more damage than we are.
No. Well, when he hits, he just have to throw one last time. Right, okay, so it is bloodied. He bloodied it with a big cold rent to its body. That was on 23. 22 is it.
Oh.
That's right, because you're on. Shane's on 17.
I'm 21.
Darwin's on
21.
I'm on 22 here. Right, hello, you two. What can I do that's evil and filthy?
It's going to put its broccoli head in your face.
I know what you're going to do.
Eat it! Eat the broccoli!
No! No! Don't let me eat the broccoli! The broccoli! The broccoli.
It's only one word worse than that. Cauliflower.
It's a broccoli head.
You ain't seen my feet yet.
Oh.
Okay. Right, this thing kind of, actually, let's move it. Shift.
Yes, evil, it can do 5 major things in a round.
1, 2.
Fuck off. Three. Fuck off, fuck off. He's coming towards Jezreel.
4, 5, 6. Right.
Broccoli!
Oh, that's ridiculous. No, it turns. Actually, it's back to you as it gets there. And then goes... over there. Right.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What exactly is the... attack.
Broccoli.
We might find out in a minute.
Okay. The attack of
+10 or versus broccoli. Fortitude.
Oh, shit.
29 against your fortitude. Okay, then. Is that it? Right. Same goes for Orin as a filthy caustic cloud goes over there. Take 1d6 +3 acid damage. 6 points of acid damage.
Shit.
So does Sven.
Damage, yeah.
And you are blind.
Blind.
Right.
Fucking needs to go down.
That's its move.
Me.
You.
Did I see it at all? Doing this.
Where would you have seen it from?
Right, through all retention.
Yeah, you saw it briefly a bit.
Are you searched out?
Yeah, you don't see all of it, no, you can see it is writhing by.
Not that much trouble. Then. Can I get a shot of it?
It's trouble.
I'll have to come out a couple to get a line of sight there. Yeah, now you get line of sight. It's just by moving one. Is it in range of your crossbow?
No. It's
10, isn't it, for the crossbow?
I think so.
Can we check on that? Because I will admit to making a wild guess on that one there.
What is it? A crossbow?
Hand crossbow, yeah, it's not a...
Hand crossbow.
Yeah.
Range weapon. A hand crossbow. Prof plus 2, damage 1d6, range 10/20.
Oh, okay, so 10 is still in your short range. Right, cool. You are...
Load for free.
Not hidden.
Hey, did you know that?
Oh, yeah, because he hasn't made a perception yet. You haven't moved. Oh, you just moved.
There's a load toll, if you like, on range weapons. So a hand crossbow is load free.
Yeah.
But if you've got a crossbow, then part of your to use it, it says load minor. So you have to use a minor move to load in your round. Cool. You've got to use a minor.
Is there one that's a standard then?
Well,
move action.
No.
Feel like a ballista.
No, not the range stuff.
It's not good. I don't think it's good enough.
Right.
So if you've got a crossbow, you'll use your main reaction to load
it. Use your main reaction to crank it and load it.
Oh, yeah. Cool, that's good.
22 against its... Is this against its reflex?
Oh, class.
For definite?
Yeah.
What are you using?
Backstab.
Backstab, so that's definitely not against its reflex.
No, it's armor class.
Okay. All right.
Well, this is quite important because if you're like a thief and shoot a crossbow, you can't do the main to rehide yourself like pirates do.
If you use a full crossbow,
it does make a big difference, doesn't it?
It does mean you are
got more damage and more range, obviously, on a full crossbow.
All right, that is a hit.
Yay!
Annoyingly.
Oh, come on, I've only shot twice in the whole fight.
And they're massive because you're dirty.
They're not as big as 50.
That was a...
That was
mine. A 320.
That was mine.
Oh, earlier, yeah, Cornyn. Right, what's your damage?
My allowed to hit.
Is it 3d8 plus?
3d8 plus 5.
But it's not max. Four, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
11, yeah.
23.
23 total.
Okay.
Is it?
23,
11 plus 7. Because then we sorted your character and we worked out what it does. It actually does some fucking damage.
That's not bad.
Big thing for you is because it's not undead. It's the first 11, time we're that's such a massive difference.
Yeah, it's 23. It's not bad.
Damn you, sir. Damn you, sir.
Did I kill something?
Shot it right in its brain.
Oh, God! Yeah. I've killed something. I look a bit shocked. I look really shocked. That's the first thing I've that's the first thing I've actually finished off.
Oh, is it?
Ever.
Okay.
Well, it was a mighty ever.
Ever. Ever.
Mighty.
I'm like... just the cone and breads up the cone.
As a minor action, I go...
Unfortunately, no one can see.
Fair blind. I'm hidden.
No, I've got two.
Looks like something fell on it.
Right, yes. Right, bolts the brain.
Whatever he said, I do not believe that killed it.
Well, you didn't see him because you're blind.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you see
How do we... Well, does this work? Damage or...
Roll saving throw and...
I just saw it go.
Right, you take another 5. And then you can sort yourself out.
I'll surge again then.
Fine. Orin will do his saving throw. Passes. Not blind.
I'm going to squeeze my head too.
No, because I'd say that you take one for the round,
and then,
you can sort yourself out. But obviously, so you kind of like, Orin helps you, because he's made his throw, he helps you wipe all the acid out of your face and everything. And then he points over there and says, looks like Darwin got it. You see a bolt sort of sticking out.
You got a lot of acid at your eyes.
What?
You got a lot of acid at your eyes.
Yeah, I did.
You sure?
Yeah. Are you saying that right. So you're saying Darwin couldn't make the shot?
What? Well, he could hit it.
It's like he shot
it. He's going to kill it.
Shot him right in his face.
Look,
he's walking over here and gloating, making gloating noises.
Well, he takes any opportunity he can to do that. You've got to appreciate that. There's only two times he moves quickly, and so he can gloat of his money involved. Otherwise, you don't see him.
He's still doing it. He's doing some strange kind of dance.
Why do you...
Go on, go. Make it shoot out one last feeble vine.
Yeah, just one last caustic cloud in your face.
Which way's the tower?
That way. I am throwing my ragged burnt winter cloak off and putting that for the elfie cloak.
Say,
what?
This whole stamping off thing before we kind of just worked out what our next move is. Acid in my eye.
Where are you going?
What?
I'm already walking off. I'm listening to them.
Ori, we tried. It's not
what?
It's not worth
just
the conversation. Just
keep that. What's wrong with you?
Just get yourself sorted.
The annoying thing for me is it keeps splitting the party. Every time something happens.
We've got a curve.
It splits the
party. But it's alright, because every time something happens, it happens to him.
Are you still alive?
What to do about it.
Huh? Are you still alive?
Me? Ori? Yeah, I am.
Well, fine, what's the problem? Keep going.
I'm out of breath. I'm a bit shaken.
You need to work on this.
This all this acid out of my clothes.
You need to work on your fitness and your endurance. Get yourself some armour and the acid's not a problem. Keep going.
Right. Owen sort of sinks down to his knees and just, I'm going nowhere for a few minutes, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, no, I'm taking my raddled big cloak off and putting on the other
nature cloak.
I'm having a surge.
Yeah, I'm going to surge. How far are you stamping off?
Well, that's good. Good.
She falls down a hole.
Occasionally, you kind of like, you can see that there's the tower.
I'll keep going towards the tower, obviously. Okay, I'm presuming they can follow me because I need to track Wayne pretty through the
Yeah. Yeah, you're not taking much care of it.
There's a pretty lady dwarf back here.
And the elf boy can carry on with us. Did you show there's a pretty three of that?
No, you're out of earshot now.
Oh, fine, that's cool.
Right,
yeah. Surge, have I noticed they are not keeping up with me?
Yeah, you notice.
Come on! What's wrong with you?
Surge, 12 hit points, so I've got.
Where's my heavy winter cloak? Gone. Winter cloak. Fucked.
They're still not coming.
No, they are not coming. Oh, they are obviously, after a battle, they need a bit more time to sort themselves out.
I don't.
And are you.
Right. Let's go back in case.
Small piece of fruit.
I'll go back in case they're in trouble because they're
important.
Alright, you get back after a while. Jezerik is eating some fruit. Sven is kind of getting the watering thing and kind of washing bits of acid out of his collar or whatever.
Poking that to see if it's just vines or anything else.
It's just vines, but you know, it's a humanoid thing. It's covered in blood and.
Not a heart or anything.
Yeah, it's a.
Has it got a cock? Squidgy green heart.
Has it got a cock?
No,
it's a
female one.
Are you feeling around? Darwin having a look through. Literally, it's Twigger.
You want to wear his spiny cotton around your neck?
Yes.
You check him as Twigger Berry.
Well, you know, you might be able to find a not piece of vine.
It could be this, snap, or it could be that. Snap.
It could be a woman.
It's pretty quite big, isn't it?
Could be
it's like half my
thing. A giant phallic vine symbol.
That'll teach them things to attack us.
Find a bunch of pygmies they can worship.
Right.
It might be worth something. So often you see like a two-foot viney.
Make a perception check.
On full perception, or am I just so astounded by the wooden cock hanging off him? 23.
It's not a cock. It's just a piece of wood.
I'm not telling him that. Let him enjoy his wooden cock.
So you are wearing a big wooden, what you think is a cock around his neck?
It's a talisman to ward off other of them. It may
may attract them. You never know.
Right. Okay.
They'll run in fear when they see my talus cock.
How big is this talus cock that you wear?
It's probably about that big, isn't it?
Man, that's good for being stealthy in the woods, isn't it? That thing swinging around your neck.
That big swinging dick.
Yeah, fine.
You can run lightly through forest and hide.
Do you know, I'm just going to take
a big wooden thing, knocking around everything.
I can't cope. I'm going to take my stool off and sit down with it.
Yeah, fine. The dwarf stool comes out.
All right. Can you do that behind a tree, okay, please?
I'll put it in my knapsack, then. Take some gold out.
I'll just sit down.
It doesn't weigh much. It weighs like
a couple of gold.
Orange pot picks up and puts his pocket quite quickly. Should go in handy.
Follow around behind him. There could be more than that. Yeah.
I'll make a flute out of it.
A viney flute cock.
Orin. On a serious note.
Is there one?
Well, I find
you do have probably more knowledge of this region than we do.
I know this time.
But generally of this plane than we do, because this is not our natural plane.
Yeah.
I know how these things can be created. Are they, or would they, you think, naturally have come across us? Or do you think someone may have directed them, they could actually be coming for us?
Won't be coming across anyone anymore.
Aside from that, what I'm saying is, do we think these were actually sent at us in the same way that possibly that thing may have been sent at us, or was this just a random encounter, as it were?
I think these things attack on sight, but I don't know whether or not they are...
indigenous.
Yes.
I know how things are created, especially the fact that that one was doing particularly foul things.
Yeah.
It would have pulled its form from a particularly unpleasant person. So, someone nasty was around.
I don't know. I mean, I can... Your guess is as good as mine.
Do you think they killed...
Do
you think they killed the guys further back?
If they were Eladrin, I don't think that two of these would have killed that many of them. Eladrin would have punished them quite. I think something else did that.
Oh, there's something worse to worry about. That's good news.
Well, you can't.
Wondering if there might be more of them around as well.
Get up, put stool on the back of my backpack.
You off again, are you?
Yeah, I'm going.
This time,
go on.
Kind of keeps up.
It's all right. If there's any more of them, Sven will find them first.
Right.
I'm coming.
Okay. Do you want to cleanse them at the matter battle?
Oh, yes. The Bachmacht.
In my pack, you know.
Okay.
For later.
So I can make a flute out of it.
Right.
Exactly, you're going to blow his...
And we just started off with him saying he's going to make a flute out of it.
Yeah, but they don't know what I'm talking about.
We already have that. Right. Travel for another 6 hours or so. You all notice that the temperature is dropping significantly all the time.
Oh, I left my ruined winter cloak behind.
As you proceed... You notice that the jungle kind of gives way.
Getting the undead again, isn't it?
It looks like a rainforest, but it starts to become kind of frozen. So the ground turns from being, you know, all squidgy and mushy to being kind of like, you notice bits of frost on the
bark
of trees. And eventually, after another couple of hours, it's like this.
Absolutely
freezing.
No, we're talking. Get it on.
Make a perception check.
What? Ooh, 12.
You want to give it 20?
24.
Ah, right, okay. You think that the only reason for this has got something to do with, the tower and the Nat Ravnin.
I don't tell anyone.
Okay, you don't sound like
I just go.
I'm quite happy.
Right. Yeah. It's, it is really cold.
Proper cold. Like where they're like undead sort
on the hippie shit.
Territory again.
Oh, chest. You're a blanket.
Oh, goody.
I actually probably have a blanket.
That's my one. That's my one. That was your moment.
Does normally have a blanket.
Need a poncho.
Glad I didn't blow it. Right,
ruin it.
Yeah.
I think we should be aware of undead.
Why?
Because
it's like this where you encountered them.
What, because it's snowing?
No, because this cold is unnatural.
Is it?
I think it's...
Does it seem unnatural?
Due to the Nacht.
Yeah, because it's turned from jungle to freezing.
Okay, but it's just cold.
Yeah, well, it's freezing cold. Right.
It's cold.
It's what's low cold? Zero. Yeah, you're all right, yeah. I mean, yeah, you mean you're all right because your arm, but the rest of your teeth are chattering because you're not dressed for cold weather at all.
Which I don't know if a blanket is included in a standard adventurer's kit.
Got a bedroll.
Got a, yeah, bedroll.
What's that like, really?
I suppose, but I don't want to put a hole in it. I'll wait and see if it gets so cold.
I'll give you mine.
Yeah.
Right, it's getting dark also. Can you two make an endurance check, please?
What have I got to do?
Endurance. Skill and bonk.
6.
17.
17?
11.
Right, you two are both freezing, absolutely, you know, you're just shaking and chattering uncontrollably. Both of you are at a -10 to perception at the moment because you're concentrating so much on just...
How's our mate? Is he good?
Yeah, he's fine.
Is it getting dark?
Yes. Dark and really cold. And you see that even you notice that these two are struggling.
Okay, is it feasible? Can we make a fire? Is it wood?
No, it's wet.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Yeah, wet. Even your swords... You could heat it up, and eventually you might get a fire going. But unless you find dry wood,
I know a piece of dry wood.
Yeah, get it out. You're not having that.
We need it.
Yeah, I'm not burning my what are they called?
Frosty vine horror.
We're not having my vine horror parts.
Look, we can train and press on the same time with a bit of shelter.
Yeah,
or we can stop here.
No, we're freezed. So
Orin says. This weather will kill you both in the night unless you find shelter.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, no, I know. I just, because I've seen people succumb to it quite often.
Got the ideas.
Find shelter?
Sounds good to me. But where?
We could make an igloo out of the snow.
A what?
Well, they're not near where I live, actually. They're right. Really far down south.
These trees.
They make huts out of ice.
They're massive trees.
They are massive
and they
trees.
Dig trenches.
Is it a tree that looks like
cold,
it's dead or dying?
Low in the trench, and they sleep above them on, like, benches made out of snow.
Well, how long does it take to do that?
What?
I can't do that.
How?
I wondered if you could.
No.
Is there any big, massive trees that could be all up?
Make a nice check.
Quick, wear my cloak.
16.
You notice a couple that could probably fit, like, two each of you in them.
What about that? It's a point that I would suggest is these two trees. You can get in the trees.
That sounds reasonable.
I don't give a shit, really, but, you know, it's up to you. Unless you think there's something better.
I can't think of anything better, and I think that we ought to decide pretty quickly, so I'm for that.
Okay. I'm going to put my blanket on and bundle myself into a tree.
Okay. Well, it protects you from the wind, which is the main thing.
We're going to get two in each tree.
Two in each tree. Yeah.
I'll stand up
straight.
All right. While sleep standing up.
All right, so... Orin gets into the boat, into the opening of...
I'll give Orin my bedroll as well.
Okay.
My bedroll.
Which he takes gladly.
And when they get in the trees, are they fairly close together? Are they far apart?
The trees are about 15 feet apart.
Okay, I'll sit in the middle of my stool.
Okay, fine. All right, so you're sitting there.
All right,
in one tree. Are you two going the same?
Or I'll
okay.
Go in a tree with Darwin.
All right, you're in a tree with Darwin. On another tree on his own. All right, so you're kind of bundled in.
Little cold hands around you.
Get off me, you... Something hard pressed against you.
Get off me! It's not mine.
Back to back. Right, okay.
I've got a tent.
I don't want to know.
Okay.
Oh, what, you... An actual tent?
An actual tent. But
well, that could be good.
Wait. I don't think it's going to be as protecting as this tree.
aim my blood away. I'm too cold to put the thing up anyway, to tell the truth.
Right. Are you watching for a certain amount of hours? Are you going to try and go for the whole night, or what?
I'm going to watch for the first couple of hours to let away things a couple of hours.
Okay.
To let them settle in properly, because I know that they can't sit there and watch, so I'm going to have to watch, yeah?
Fine, OK.
Once I feel tired, I'm going to then go and go in the tree that he's in, because there's more room in it, because there's two near the tree.
OK, fine. So,
and then I'll go and have a kip. But then as soon as I can wake up, I'll try and get myself in a mind that once I wake up, I'll come back out again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense. OK. All right, well, about an hour into your watch, these are all fast asleep. And you see, walking through the woods, close by-ish, two figures. They're both about the size of a tall man.
Yeah.
And have heavy, heavy cloaks on.
Right.
And, like, heavy boots.
Right.
They both have long black hair.
Right.
Very pale skin,
yeah.
Very ice blue eyes,
right.
And lots of black feathers. Kind of all.
Are they like these things we saw before?
Yes. But they are walking through.
They ignore me.
They don't seem to have seen you.
How far away are they?
30 feet.
Charge.
Okay.
I'll see you all soon.
No.
Right. Charge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want two, two
I'm going to roll a perception check.
Yeah,
three. Walk past.
10 is 22. What's your perception?
Mine.
Roll a perception. Roll a perception check.
Perception for me. It's 14.
Okay, right. Well, as you start to charge,
we'll be on stealth for him.
Huh? Dwarves don't do
stealth. Does not everyone have a stealth thing?
Oh, sorry, no, yeah, it wouldn't be your perception die, would it? It's their perception against you.
It would be against his stealth.
Against your stealth, yeah.
Stealth.
Well, okay, fine.
I'm just charging them.
Yeah, fine. No, it's whether or not they notice or they don't, and they do, obviously. So they both kind of turn quickly, drawing scimitars, and you run into them.
Oh, God.
Oh, right.
Has he woken us up at all yet? Or
not yet.
No.
Not unless he's yelled while he's charging.
No, I am still asleep.
Okay, so. There's a tree over there, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
These are that tree. I'm in the middle.
No, Darwin's with. Oh, these are the baddies, aren't they? Sorry.
Yeah.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. So the trees are about 30 feet apart. There's Darwin and Jezerik. You were sitting about here.
Yep.
These guys are walking down here about 30 feet away. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. One there. One here.
Cool. Charge.
That's the setup. Sorry, I have to draw all over it again because the trees and stuff anyway. Tree. Obviously, you guys are currently
in a tree,
in the bowl of a tree, with an opening there. Same for him. An opening here. You've obviously seen them, so you've got line of sight. So let's say there's a tree here. Tree here. Tree here. Yep. So this whole area here. So they've kind of come out of here. You've seen them. Right, okay. You're charging. They see you charging, but you go first anyway. Because
how far do I get to move before it kicks in the rounds?
That's what I mean. If you can you get there on a charge?
I'm fighting room
and charge. Well, a charge is an attack, right? So you can move and then charge.
All right, so if I was there within 10, then that's fine.
Yeah, can someone quickly... where is the charge?
Yeah, isn't it charge? You have to have a distance to charge.
Yeah, you've got to be more than two away, and ends in a basic attack, I think. But I've got a feeling that you can push someone.
Don't you?
Oh, hang on. Tyke can just run up to him, hit him, can I?
Yeah, you get plus two.
So I can, hang on,
let's find charge quickly to get it right.
Throw yourself into the fight, dash forward, launching an attack, charge, move an attack, move your speed as part of the charge, make a melee basic attack or a bull rush at the end of your move. Plus one bonus to the attack roll. Yeah, plus one bonus to the attack roll. Movement required. You must move at least two squares from your starting position. You must move directly to the nearest square from which you can attack the enemy. You can't charge the nearest square as occupied. Move a difficult terrain costs extra squares. So yeah, it's basically plus one.
Right, so here you go. So this is the actions you move for. So one is move. The creature moves up to its speed towards the target. Each square of movement must bring the creature closer to the target, so you can't go in like a curve. And the creature must end the move at least two squares away from its starting position.
Well, you've got a bull rush. And that's one that pushes them on, moves them. But I don't think you don't do the damage thing.
No.
You do a strength attack.
So that's it. So you
can charge, you just end up doing that.
So you do your normal charge, your normal move.
I'm just going to walk up to it, it's easier.
Okay, fine.
Do I go first or are you interested in?
No, you don't need to. You can do your... What are you going to do? You can do it first. Because you kind of surprise them.
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay, fine.
It did.
Right, fine. With what?
I'm going to go for a brute strike. Fucking madly swinging my sword around my head with the fire on and all that shit going on. Yeah.
Fine.
Everything else. Got 20 now, so we want. Oh, that's no good. 17.
17 is a miss against their armor class.
That doesn't go off because it's my daily power and I only kick them when it hits.
Okay, I've got you. Right, that's the end of your move, your action?
Yeah.
Right, okay, it's initiative.
See, it didn't skid. The key's skidding there, though. When it skids, it's bad. We're not rolling initiative, are we?
Not yet, no.
26.
23. Go for it.
Fucking hell, that's fast.
Mark the target.
Which one? One next to you.
One in front of me.
Okay.
I'm out of target and I'm going to go for the same thing again.
Okay.
20.
That is a miss.
Jeez.
Okay.
Me. There you go. Look at this.
Yeah, shit, rather than move, otherwise you get a second opportunity. Right. He takes one step to the right and smashes down with his frosty scimitar.
We're going to wake up in the morning and just wonder where he is, aren't we? It's going to be a little bloody lump under the snow.
That's a no. Right, this one. One, two, three, four. And strike for a scimitar. Uh, 21 against your arm. Sorry, no. That's a 14. 24 against your arm class.
Oh, 22.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, actually 26 because he's flanking.
Cool, but I ignore the cold damage.
Sure.
Up to 5 points.
Okay.
So I presume they got the scimitars as soon as the other one.
Yep. That is a total of 8 without the frost, without the cold.
Okay.
8 points damage just from the blood and the stab.
Okay, I'll fire off my armour when it hits me.
Okay.
I'll take 8. Right, I'll use my encounter power to reduce the damage by 8 points. I won't take any damage.
Right, okay.
Well, then I'll fire off the armour. Which is 5 points to it and it's immobilised till the end of my next turn.
Ooh, okay. Beautiful. Immobilised by...
The armour.
By the armour.
What's this armour called? It's got to have a
frozen armour.
The thing that you did where you ignored the damage...
Yes.
Is that a trigger response?
It's a reaction.
A reaction.
Reaction response to taking damage.
Fine, that's good. Okay, so we'll make sure. All right, so it's immobilised. So this one here is mobilised.
It's immobilised until the end of my next... and the attack is immobilised until the end of your my next turn.
Your next turn. Yeah. Right, fine. Okay, well, that's him done then. That's them both done. So it's... First of all, because there was a bit of sword rattling going on there, make a... Perception check, both of you, but at a minus 5.
5?
Yep.
To us?
Yep.
That's 22, so that's 22 minus 5, 17.
Not enough.
Right, full speed. No, orange spot.
Right here.
Did you wake up, Jesuit?
I don't know, I can't find my dice. My dice can't
be. Is it this one?
Yes! Thieving dungeon master. Minus five. Nine.
No, you don't wake. None of you three wake up at all.
Okay. We're very, very tired.
Oh. Really tired.
And we're in a tree.
And really cold, yeah.
Wrapped up in.
Right, it's just by between you and me. Mm-hmm.
He's formed a plug.
21. What are you on?
24.
Ah, you're first.
Same one, same thing.
Okay.
Clunk.
Okay, right, so this one's immobilised until the end of your.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not immobilised anymore?
No.
Okay, right. In that case.
I kind of thought when you beat me, or I thought you would have beat me initially, so.
Shift.
One, two. Two, three, four, five. Six.
Smell him.
Right.
He's asleep though, it's going to be horrible, I don't want to walk.
Right, that was a shift, shift was his standards, move was his move, he's got a minor, can't attack on a minor, so that's what he does, and then the second one, steps back. His move and right, he raises both hands, and you can see feathers start to appear.
Yeah, cool.
And he whips them around like this, and right here is a whirling 5 foot. Yeah, 5 foot of whirling. Feathers, basically, which kind of like you're not blind, as in physically blind, but you know it's very confusing for you.
Yeah.
And as a minor action, he disappears in a burst of feathers. Okay. Your move.
My beat coming through.
Oh, of course, you did. Yeah. Okay. It's initiative then. Sorry. Yeah, wrong initiative.
This is a new action.
11.
Is this a new round?
This is a new round, yeah.
Do we make a perception?
Yes, you will do. Okay. I'm for you, but you two make perception rolls to see if you wake up.
With a minus five.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh, 18
minus 5 is
13,
plus 9 is
22. 22. 28
minus
5
is...
23.
23. So you're on... What, Dom, sorry?
22.
22, right, both of you wake up.
Oren...
does not
nerve?
Wake up.
What's that nerve?
Right.
I heard something.
You two wake up, that's all you're going to do this round. Is you kind of like, what? You know, you're aware that something's happening. I'm way before you, 129. On 29, this one drives a sword through Oren.
That's what
you
got.
No, it's full damage.
Can't kill Oren.
Better bloody not.
He's our mate. He's got funky
trousers. I missed the three attacks.
Right, yeah, he literally, from where Jesuit you can see, out the front, you can see this black feathered figure with a sword, just do this, into that tree, basically, and then you hear a scream, and there's like a welt of blood flies up.
The other one.
The other one... appears behind you and stabs you.
Awesome.
15, 22. Is it arm class?
That's equal to, so presumably.
That's it. You take 14 points of damage.
Is that including the cold?
Yes, sorry. So minus 2 from that.
Very good.
4 points of actual damage.
Cool.
Okay, that's both. Oh no, hang on, he's stabbed but he hasn't moved. That's his standard action. No, he's going to stay there. Okay, right.
Me?
Yeah, me.
Surge. Free.
Okay.
Turn around and twat it.
big stone. Fuck's sake. 19.
19 is a miss.
Fuck you hell. Terrible, eh?
It's not good.
Anything else from you? You've got a move and a minor.
I've used the minor.
Alright, that's your fine. That's your move action then, I take it, to kick Snowy's. Are you facing him, by the way?
Yeah, I'll turn him down there, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Alright. At the end of the round, this thing moves into your square.
Cool.
And from razor sharp feathers, you take a further 2 points of damage.
Awesome.
Okay. Right, it's a new round now and everyone's in it.
Mm. You keep rolling fast initiatives.
Oh, hello. I think that puts you first, probably.
30. An
18, a 16, and a 20.
I'm 27.
Right, Jesuit's 27. Sven?
25.
25, fast for you.
Yeah. I'm really quick.
Orin. That's probably about right, actually. The sword through his face. Right.
You can't heal, can you?
Hmm?
You can't heal, can you?
Can't heal who?
20
people.
No. 20. Right. Darwin, you're first.
Me.
Right.
Well, he's in my way, isn't he?
He's in your way, but well, you can see past him. You can see that there is a black figure attacking Orin in front of you. You're not aware of these ones yet.
Yeah, okay, alright.
Stab it in the back.
Okay. And
shoot it.
In the back.
Yeah.
Hang on, we need to stab. No, you're not hidden because you haven't a chance to hide. If you know
that's an action, is it?
You have to roll, yeah, you have to do your standard, or do an action to hide in combat.
And then, if I make it, I can...
Then you can hide, because you're... Yeah, so you roll your stealth.
Yeah, against my and then I can attack the same...
Yeah, but my guy is very aware that you're there right now in that tree. Do you see what I mean? So, next round you can, but this round you can't. Because you've woken up.
Yeah.
Right? You're putting your bow.
Right.
There's no way you're going to have time to hide as well.
Okay, I'll run up and stab it in the back.
Okay. Well, hang on, can you put yourself in a square? Because in one place you have flanking ability and combat advantage, in one you don't.
But there.
Right, so there you go. Let me tell you tactics.
I have combat advantage anyway.
No, you're not hidden.
It doesn't matter, I've got natural combat advantage. In fact, has he got cumulative combat, so he's got double combat?
Doesn't stack. It does not stack.
It's a dagger, it's not.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, God.
Thingy. So it's... Yeah, it's 1d4 plus... Oh, no. No, because you can't use the scimitar for...
No, it's a short though.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a 1d4. It's a massive 1d4 plus 3.
It's a backstab, though. You've got to be shitloads on there.
Give us your sheet.
That was a whole point of backstab.
No, not on.
That was a.
No,
proper,
it is. Yeah.
It's a proper backstab. You've gone up and backstabbed him. That's all. That's all your what's it?
Yeah, it's right, because I can do it with the.
All your massive multipliers.
I can do it with it doesn't have to be a range attack.
It's 29 points of damage you get.
Yeah.
It's 20, so it's 29 points of damage.
Right, okay. So backs up is 20. Is that right?
So it's 20, plus the fight.
Because it's not a range, right, yeah.
Because you can walk up to it and go in the back, it's right, the same as exactly it's 29 down. Points of damage, yeah.
Alright, you've stuck in the back of his neck. Wow, that's a big hit.
If you hit him with a knife, it's still 29 points of damage because it's 3d8 plus fight.
Instantly bloodied.
And then, as a.
As a parting move. So that's a move and a standard.
As
minor.
Another go using my daily because I didn't use it yet. I'm going to stab him again.
Right, your daily? How's it work? What is it?
I'm using my
Are you all your action points?
Double action point, because I haven't used it yet. I didn't use it.
To have, you can give yourself another sound action and attack again. Yeah. Okay, fine. All right.
I'm going to do the same thing again.
Okay. What is that? It's a blur of 10.
10. 10.
You've got plus 2 because of combat advantage. That's 12.
Plus another 1 because I've got nimble
dividers.
And plus
11.
That's
23.
24. 23. 24.
Is it? Okay. Which is a hit.
Yay!
So, backstab again.
Yeah.
29 damage. No,
that's a max. That's 20. You've got 20. Oh, of course, yeah.
30,
14,
plus
5, 15, 16, 17, 19. You killed him. Hey. Literally, head back by the hair. Like that. He collapses in a heap of cloak and feathers.
Wow.
Right, you can see that.
Can I have
the back of the tree?
As a minor action.
He's pissing blood between his throat is slipping.
Can I thrust the only healing potion that we've got down his throat?
Have we still got
one? No, you can't do that as a minor. You can prepare it.
Well, I've got that one that's in the metal vial that I've still got. I'm sure, yeah. One metal vial healing metal. This is the one that
Bahama gave you. Okay, yeah. Fine. So you can prepare it. You can get it out of your backpack as a miner.
Yeah.
Basically, so you reach back and, yeah.
Well.
All right, so that was Darwin on 30.
That's a good
but you're all over him when you fly this.
But this nimble blade gives me combat advantage every time. I don't even have to be hidden now.
That's just
ridiculous.
That's really good. Okay, so Jezza, so you're on 27.
I'm dead.
No, because they're always aware.
Yeah.
You get plus 2 to it.
Right, so where I am, there's no
sign of the dwarf. Darwin's just dispatched this thing.
Yeah,
but I think you find you're dead and got the thing that's counters.
Make a perception check.
Because it's one perception. Yeah.
No,
11.
Yeah. I know your bow. It's basically, if you're in a fight with someone, you've always got combat advantage.
Yeah. Which enables me to do my...
Backstab, yes.
Make a perception check when you hit.
Yeah, exactly. But against undead, it'll never work, because they're undead.
You become aware that there's something happening over here.
Because you can't sneak attack something that can't be sneaked on.
So you've moved 3?
Yeah, but maybe that's why it's called Nimble Blade, because it's actually more of just...
But anyway, you get plus 2.
Yeah.
So
you can see he's engulfed. I leave that there. He's engulfed by these feathers, which are ripping to shreds, basically, while being stabbed by this other one.
Shoot! I never use this one. Much. Shoot a ray of frost at it. No, hold on. No, that's stupid because they're coming anyway. No, it'd have to be the old-fashioned scorching burst from there. Down on there.
Okay. Okay, that scorching burst fails to hit anything. Right, you've got a minor left if you want it.
It's 220. What can I do with minor?
You can prepare something, you can drop something, you can swap weapons.
Yeah, will it?
Okay, no.
Right, that puts us on 25, which is Sven.
Same thing.
Uh huh.
Five has been the highest they've already hit. 6 attacks back. Shit.
Right, that's not great. Okay, that was on 25. Orin is doing nothing.
I'm marking. Sorry.
Okay, fine.
Is Orin surging? Surge, Orin! For fuck's sake,
you can see he's trying to control the blood, and yeah, in D&D land, that's what he's doing.
Oh, it's still recording and I did the F-bomb.
Don't matter.
Did you? Sorry, it's after the washing.
Right, you take 5 from the whirling
blades.
Feather blades.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Right, so you're coming that way.
Oh, ow. You know my quick draw?
Yeah, I've hit once in the whole game. That might have been able to do the healing
potion. It was massive.
Quick draw, yeah, I know, but I mean...
I know.
Same attack.
Just get those knives on your bare
times. Ready an attack.
Right.
I made my peace with dice gods a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, no pun, but when you want to roll, sometimes you just, you know.
Yeah, it's rocks, isn't it?
No, it gets a miss.
It's some sort of.
Right, he tries to stab you, misses. One, two, attack opportunity from you. Normal attack, no cleverness.
Plus two.
Okay.
Why?
Because it's a warrior ability, plus two bonus attack opportunity.
Yes.
No fucking miss, sir.
Two, three, four.
It's just not happening, at least face it.
Poff! Into a cloud of feathers. Okay, that's his move.
Has he fucked off?
Can't see him.
Okay.
He's gone literally...
Cool. Has the feathers from me gone?
No.
Okay.
So, it's initiative.
Yeah, there you go.
See what I wrote?
Okay.
I don't
know. Oh, no. Why would you spill your dice tonight?
I don't know.
He's got all my rolls.
I've got everybody's rolls.
Yeah.
Right, wow. Jezreel.
24.
What is going on?
Sven.
23.
Ooh, it's fast for you again. Darwin. 30. And Orin has surged to the point where he's wrapped up, no longer bleeding, too profusely, and he's up on his feet. Right, so the fastest here is Darwin. What are you doing, Darwin?
I am what have I got? I've got six movement, six move. One, two, three, four, five, six. Moving up next to
Sven.
How is he? Is he like.
He's sorting himself out, basically.
Fair, I can't hide from these things. So, moving up to.
Okay, that's your move action.
Actually, no, what I'm going to do, forget that, I'm holding.
Holding?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. That's on 30. Next one up is Jezreel on 24.
What's happening with Sven?
He's currently being ripped to shreds by these black feathers.
So the thing's gone, but there's black.
Yeah, literally, he's just caught in it for now. But obviously, on your go, you've been moving out of it, right?
Oh, it's like a kind of a.
Yeah. Point it's of just thing. Like a. Yeah, it's like a blade barrier or something. But with black
feather
feathers.
Barrier.
He's sort of struggling to get out of it. Moment.
Does he look like he's going to get out? Or
yeah.
I'll tell you what. Hold on, I will go. I'm six.
Yes.
Then give him a pull.
Fine. Let's do that. That's kind of what I thought the Darwin was going to do. Right, so I you pull know. Him to one side?
Yes. Okay. From what's going on.
Donk. Right, you're no longer in there.
He's literally yanked you and helped you out of it. So that's your move and your standard. Okay. Then it's down to you, Sven.
Hold.
Hold. Okay. And on a mighty 12...
there's two of you there now.
Wow, that's a movement.
Okay, he didn't move, he burst of feathers and he appears and then moves this onto Jezreel.
That's evil.
Moves.
And Jezreel, you take 2 points of damage.
Is it a new doodah?
Or a new round?
No, a new day thing.
You've had about an hour and a half sleep.
So my brooch, is it a new day? Or will my brooch be?
No, you need to have your 6 hour.
Same with anything else.
What about a shield thing?
Well, I don't know, he didn't give me a
arm pass or anything. No, it just happens, didn't it?
Yeah. That he moves in, you just take the damage.
There's no armor class.
No, it's just literally, it's just an effect of the feathers. He's got obviously guiding them around. Okay, that was at the end of the round, so it's a new round initiative.
No, it's me.
You held, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Two of us.
Right, okay, so you go first on.
Kinevim.
Roll a perception check.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22.
Yeah, you're good.
25.
Right, you are aware that he appeared over there.
Okay, right, cool. Because, yeah, of course, because it's quite windy and dark. Yeah. I'll get a shot through there. Through there?
Not really.
Through there, okay. Oh, it's bad. Nah, it's 16, 17.
Nope. That's a miss.
19.
Twing! Okay, you, Sven. Roll perception check. You have no idea he just appeared over there. Right. Okay.
As a minor, I go, he's over there.
Right, at the beginning of the next round.
Can you tell me he's over there?
But he wouldn't know where exactly.
You can call to him as a free action whenever you like.
Okay, he's over there.
Okay. I would add. Wait, was he roll a one? Yeah, he's still. You know, he's. I'll let you do your move action if you want to do a move action towards that general direction. You just can't see him at all.
Okay, first off, as my standard action, I'm going to pull him out of the feathers.
Okay. There we go.
It's a new dance.
Bimble over there or something.
Right, well, you get to here and then you get line of sight.
Ah, right, that's easy.
Move 1-2 so far. There.
That's it. Stop.
Okay, fine. Okay, now it's a new round. Yeah. Right, Jezreel.
22.
22. Sven?
17.
Yeah, that's normal. Dalvin?
27.
Okay, and Orin now is fighting fit. He's on 20. Right, okay, so first up is Jezreel.
Was it?
Oh, sorry, no, Dalvin. No, 27. No. Yeah.
Twang.
Okay. Are you doing the whole hiding thing?
I can't hide from him, can I? Because he's undead.
No, you're not undead.
Isn't he?
No.
And the birdie things. Oh, can I hide?
Mm. Mm. Well, that's... You want to take that out of your roll? So 11 plus your stealth?
It's 27.
You're hidden.
Cool. Twing.
You're off the hit now.
Miss.
19. Right, okay.
And roll for the hide again after it.
Can you roll twice in one hit?
It's immediate.
Okay.
Sixteen,
17, 19, 20,
22. 22
from stealth?
Yep.
Okay. Right.
You have to tell me if I'm hidden.
You are not hidden.
Okay.
Okay. Right, so next up is Jezreel, 24.
I'll move that, by the way.
Yeah.
Move the boulder out of the way of the dwarf.
Okay.
Eldritch Burst around the back of him.
Okay.
Give me something better. Ooh. A lot better. 10, 17 versus his reflex.
His reflex.
Different matter. Is it reflex for Scorching Burst?
Yeah.
17 versus reflex.
Dead on.
Whee! 26 plus 4.
My 20's run out.
Hey, full whack. 10 ooh. Points, Bernie.
Have it. Right.
Good rolls.
Nasty thing.
So that's 10.
I smell roast chicken.
Yeah. Now remember, the seems to do extra damage.
Ooh.
The fire.
You don't like that.
Right. Any move from you?
I had my move.
Oh, yeah.
You move a whole square to get a nice line of sight on him.
Okay, that was 124. So the next one up is we've got 17 on Sven, 20 on Orin.
Right, okay, I think he's pretty aware from where everyone's pointing and firing things at. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can we move him to here, please? Cheers.
Okay, that's as much as you can do, which is scimitar. And then it is me. Too many to deal with.
Actually, he can use his attack as another move, can't he?
Oh, he can just stand as a move, yeah. So, okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I can get into there without getting to a... Cool. Right, he's talking to flank, possibly. Okay, then it's me. So, fine, that's easy. Turn, spin, snap.
Okay.
Yeah. 6. That is not enough. Okay, no, he swipes and misses. Sven, Orin parries a blow. Right, then it's over to you, Sven.
Bash him.
Moving to.
Thank him.
We're going to go for a feat of a power attack and stick it on top with a brute strike.
1.
Oh, have you used your action point as well?
He has his action point.
Oh, that would have been beautiful.
Probably still hit.
21.
Is that hit?
It's a miss.
Wow!
No.
You've had 21 before.
What wow. Did I see?
The magic number you want is 22.
That's awful.
It's pretty impressive. I've still got 21 off of 3, though.
Okay.
It's plus 2. That's yeah, plus, just flanking in, it's plus 2.
Yeah. Yes,
plus 2.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, can't squeeze the other one out of anything where anyone give him any adjustments from natural... If you had a tiefling warlord with you, then
yeah,
you'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it for this round, and I have to hope I have to roll high here. Okay, new round.
Getting high, boys.
Oh, you were taking the
yeah.
Piss.
Yeah, that means you can twat him.
Did you see that?
20.
Fucking Jesus.
You should be high, you're faster, you're twatting.
You're taking the piss, look.
True, 20. So that means you're quick, you can just
wow.
Hit him, yeah?
29.
Okay, hang on. To Jezerik?
21.
21. Sven, 29. Damn you.
Darwin,
22. I can fucking hit him, so don't
22.
Yeah.
All shit numbers are 220s. Yeah, Chris.
That's annoyed me, that.
I'll still miss.
Yeah.
You better.
No, don't do that.
So basically, I need a 4 up.
Just hit him. Hit him.
And.
I'm going to get my bit of wood out of the bag and hurl it at him.
15.
That's a gonk.
21 for Orin. Okay, right, so Sven, what for you then?
Come on, Sven.
What's come
to? No!
R.
No!
R. Anything else?
You just jump in. Just...
That's a 2.
That's what you wanted.
Was that your baby again, missing? Your brute strike.
It doesn't kick off until
no,
it actually hits
no,
it,
no,
so it's fine. Yeah, I've been trying to do it all.
Yeah, I know. It's good.
I will mark him because I can.
Okay.
I'll attack. I'll show you the attack.
You've got a move and a minor.
Yeah, that's kind of it, really. That's it.
Okay. Which means it's my go. And on my go, I'm going to shift, move, minor, and disappear in a cloud of feathers and fly off this way towards the Dark Tower.
Evil.
Right, you wearing your cloak?
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else wearing the...
nature cloak.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. You, I'm sorry, I forgot you, when you put it on, you had the same thing, like you've been watched.
I kind of guessed.
Yeah, okay. I need to roll your nature check.
Oh.
Yeah.
You die. Oh, my normal nature before...
No, with cloak on.
With the cloak on.
Yeah.
13.
You're fine, you're fine.
27.
Okay, you're fine. otherwise that would have been difficult.
You died early. Actually, all this time...
I forgot you put it on. Okay, so what happens is, this thing flies away, those feathers disappear, so obviously it has gone, it has left the building, engaging four of you, kicking its arse, being not quite a fair fight. It's flown towards the spire, and both of you two, almost simultaneously, this voice in your head, and it says, follow it.
Okay.
And I'll leave it there.
That's what we do. Whoa.
Oh. There you go.
I can't believe it. That was just appalling, wasn't it?
Some bad rolls.
It's really weird. Like, you normally kick ass, but you did
nothing higher than a four in really, that entire fight to hit.
Really bad the whole time.
He spent most of the time well annihilated his ass.
Spent most of the time immobilised.
50 points,
buddy. Tied up in vine.